We're doing the Mishnah and okay, and Lamed Vavam Beis and Sukkah. Ein Ogden as Halulos Ela Bemino, Divri Rebbe Yehuda. All right. Reb Meir Mafilu Bechutcha Mashiach. All right. So it's Machlekes Tanoim whether you could tie the Aguda and the Lulav, Daske Bemino with Lulav or with something that's not Mino. All right. Now the Mishnah says, "I'm Rav Meir, Ma'aseh Banshi Yerushalayim, Shayu Ogden Esulavayim, Begimonius Shelzov." All right. So they wanted to bring a raya. So Rav Meir says, "I could prove to you that you could do it, even Shelobamina. Why? Because the Anshi Yerushalayim would tie their lulavim with Gemonius Shelzov." And there was golden strands. Amrlo, so they said to him, "Bemino hayogden asamomata." They make a mistake. That was just lenoi ba'almo on top, but on the bottom they really used the rule of itself. Okay. Now a couple of questions here on the Mishnah. First of all, the question is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that rule of boyagat. So it's interesting, a big riot from Anshi Rishalayim that they used to use Gemonia Shelzov. So the question, of course, is maybe Anshi Rishalayim didn't hold a little of Boyagat. But, so you could say, that the... So what's the riot? What's the riot for it? But what we want to say is like this: that this machlekes of a lulav tzar chagad, a ain tzar chagad, was based on the fact that there was a mesorah of agad. It was definitely a mesorah of agad. But the question it was: what was the mesorah of agad? Was it because lulav tzar chagad and the chefta shel lulav is a totally different chefta through the agad? It's an aguda, it's a different entity. Or was it because, like we mentioned, the halacha of the halacha of lekicha tama opens up a separate area of zekeli v'anvehu that the aguda is a kium in the zekeli v'anvehu of lekicha. Okay, that was the machlekes. So since Anshi Rishalayim, it was an old mesorah that they used to use zahav. So that's why they want to bring a raya that the mesorah was that lulav lo boyagad. Okay, that's the Mishnah. That's the raya from Anshi Rishalayim. So they answered him back. They says no raya from Anshi Rishalayim. Why? Because they used to be ogei the lulav milamata. Okay, so that was just lenoi ba'alma on top, but the real aguda was bemino. But there's another question here in the Mishnah. The question is that the halacha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that ain ogden is a little of elabamino? Because if you use another min, you'll be over baltosos. So according to the Chachom that hold little of ain tzarachagad, you won't be over baltosos. Because, first of all, it's not derech gedilaso. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't require derech gedilaso, because the aguda is a separate entity, and the separate entity, there's no din of... You can't say Kederach Yidula on this new entity. Nothing grows like that. So there's no din of Derach Yidula. So you'll be over Baltosef if you add another min. Okay, so I can understand if you add another min, you'll be over Baltosef. But gold is not a min. So how could the Mishnah say that they want to bring a raya from Anshi Yerushalayim that they were ogei the lulav with Gemonia Shelzov, but that wouldn't be baltosef anyways because it's not a min. You see? Okay. Now and the Gemara the Flam Zayim Amar Aleph brings the Brisa, which says basically the same thing. Tanya Amar Ben Ma'aser Kiryas Shleim Shehogin the lulav the Gemonia Shelzov Amar Misham Raya the Mino Gemonia Mamata. So the same thing basically. But the question really is. How could I have a havmina that this is a raya, because basically it's not enough min. Gold is not a min. Yeah. So what we wanted to say is, to answer this question, you have to go back to something that we said before. Namely, and that's really in the Gemara, right in the immediately previous Gemara, where the Gemara brings down the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that the Schach can only be from Dal Minim. So he learned it a Kal V'Chomer from the Dal Minim itself. So our question was, what kind of a Kal V'Chomer is that from the Dal Minim? The Dal Minim is a different kind of... Over there, you can't say that there's no analogy between the Dal Minim and Schach. Because in the Dalad Minim, that's the mitzvah to take these Minim. And in Schach is a halach of Heksha, that the Heksha Sukkah is through Schach. So how could you possibly compare, just because there's a mitzvah of Lekichas Dalad Minim, there's no framework, there's no comparable framework between taking, over there you can't say, so what's the Kavachom Amad, the Chavez is only Nog with Arba Minim. Of course only Nog with Arba Minim. That's what it is, Arba Minim. That's what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to take Arba Minim. But in Schach, the halacha is that the hechsher is all your day psolus gone the yekef. So you can't equate, you can't say, so just like over there is dal minim, over here is dal minim. They're two separate frameworks. Over there, the mitzvah is to take four minim. That's the mitzvah. It's not that the hechsher is through four minim. And over here in Schach, it's the hechsher schach is through psolus gone the yekef. So how can you say the hechsher schach is through dal minim? They're incommensurate frameworks. The frameworks are logically incommensurate. One is to take these four items, and the other is to use something through which you have a din hechsher schach. So what's it got to do with dal minim? It has no sheches. One thing has no sheches to the other. So our answer was that the concept is, it becomes again clear from the Gemara, that the concept of netilas dal minim is not halacha to take these four minim, but the halacha is to create a kiyum netila. And now the kiyum netila can only be through dalad minim. That's the halacha. That in order to qualify, in order for the kiyum netila to be fulfilled, you require dalad minim. So that's the equation between schach and between dalad minim. That just like the kiyum netila can only be via the dalad minim, so the hechsher schach also can only be via dalad minim. Now you have an analogous framework. Okay. So therefore, what we said is that the mitzvah of netilas dalad minim is not simply to take the dalad minim, but it's to create a kiyum netila through the dalad minim. Therefore, the Gemara is very good. Why? Because you see, the thing is, over there comes out that the mitzvah is to create a kiyum netila through dalad minim and only through dalad minim. So since it's an exclusionary framework, because what you're saying is dalad minim only should be the mitzvah and nothing else. So therefore, anything that you add has a shame tosfos, a shame hosofa. Okay. Now, but you'll tell me, but the hosofa is only in the framework of minim. You say, but the hosofa is only in the framework of minim. That means you should only these minim and not other minim. So how does gold fit in? But we also, something we said before was also that the framework of Baal Tosef is a different kind of an entity. Baal Tosef is a different kind of an entity. Baal Tosef is the mitzvah of Baal Tosef, the nature of the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Chiddush Davar. That's the Yisr of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is Chiddush Davar. So, and then we went through with the Rambam, there's different types of, it expresses itself in Pesach, a Bittul mitzvah, sometimes just an Yisr. But the framework is that there shouldn't be a Chiddush Davar in the mitzvah. So for Chiddush Davar, you don't have to be precise in terms of the framework of the mitzvah. So even though the mitzvah says through these minim alone, to the exclusion of other minim, but since it's exclusionary, it already sets up a shame tosfos, a shame hosafa, benageya to the iser of Baal Tosef. So if the Torah says only these, and then you don't have to be precise and say, well, only if it's an extra min does it have a shame hosafa with regard to the Isser of Chiddush Davar. Once the Torah says only these things, then anything, even if it's not strictly logically qualified because It's not in line with the exact formula, but when the Torah says only these, even gold will come under the Shem Chiddush Davar Benageya to the Yisrael Bal Tosaf. So therefore, that's how we explain the Mishnah, that even gold will be Bal Tosaf because of two principles. One principle, both of them basically established before. One principle is that the mitzvah, the tilo of dalad minim, is not simply to take the minim, but it's to create a kin, the tilo, via the dalad minim and via the dalad minim alone. And the second principle is that Bal Tosaf is a separate kind of an isser, a different nature to it. It's an isser of chiddush davar. With regard to chiddush davar, if the Torah says only these four minim, anything will come under the shem hosafa, and I'll get it to the framework of Bal Tosaf. And you'll be over this Bal Tosaf. Excuse me?
The mocker of Bal Tosaf is in Parshas Vayeshanon, Lo Yisrael Sifo Adobo, and Lo Rashi says there, you shouldn't take five parshas. So that's Shabbat Toysif. You should take, I don't know how gold, if it's Reino Minoi, it's a Chiddush Dovah, that's Bal Tosaf, because according to Rashi, Torah, Bal Tosaf is only from the same kind, like tzitzis or tefillin, you shouldn't be Moisif.
Now, you're right. You see, there's two types of Bal Tosaf. The what we mentioned was with regard to the with regard to Tosafos Kasha. Yeah, you see, Mati.
Yeah.
The question you come here. The question is the Tosafos on the Chof Chesam Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Tosafos in Rosh Hashanah has a hard time understanding the five parshas. But why is five parshas, and you're amazed with a kasha, why is five parshas considered Bal Tosaf, really? Because Tosafos wants to say that if that Bal Tosaf, the definition of Tosafos, because Tosafos asks the question, he says that how could you do a mitzvah many times? Why isn't that Bal Tosaf? Okay, this is one of the things that we went through. So Tosafos says that you must say that when the Torah, and then Tosafos says that that's not Bal Tosaf. You do a mitzvah many times. Then Tosafos says, if that's the case, how do you have, why is five parshas considered Bal Tosaf? And mezra kasha. So what we said at the time was that there's a difference, that what's the difference in, the difference is very simple between those two things. One is in Kiyama mitzvah, and one is in terms of the Chafta. The Torah says four, you can't do five. But Tosafos remains with a kasha. He doesn't understand why you're over Bal Tosaf on five parshas. So we wonder what we were troubled with is why is Tosafos, why can't he answer that question? It's a simple definition. So we said that Tosafos says that Bal Tosaf is totally on the pasuk, on the mikra. And if you're going to say that the mikra says to do a mitzvah, if the Torah says do a mitzvah, so if I do it twice, it's Bal Tosaf. So you must say that the derech hamikra is when it says to do something, it doesn't mean only once. So therefore, when it comes to parshias, when the Torah says four parshias, doesn't mean only four. Just like when it says to do a mitzvah, it doesn't mean only once. So Tosafos says, if that's the case, if it's totally in the mikra, and the lashon mikra is always going to be consistent, so the Torah says four parshias, doesn't mean only four. So you could have it. Yeah, you could have tefillin with five parshias. So Tosafos remains with a kash on that. But you see that the idea of Bal Tosaf is a concept of Chiddush Davar, and Chiddush Davar is totally in any Chiddush whatsoever. And that's clear from Tosafos and Chof Chesam Beis. So therefore, there's no problem as to why over here, if the Torah says only four minim, as long as you have only four minim, anything will be considered Chiddush Davar. As a matter of fact, the question you're asking from the five parshas is really Tosafos remains with a tzarchin. He can't answer it because he holds mamarshach. If when the Torah says four parshas, it means only four parshas. So then when the Torah says to do a mitzvah, it means only do it once. Elamai, you're going to say, when the Torah says something, it doesn't mean only, it means at least. But more is also considered a cheftz, a shel mitzvah, and it's not Bal Tosaf. If that's the case, they says you have a problem with the five. How come five parshas is considered Bal Tosaf? And Tosaf remains with a kash on that. But you see from Tosaf one thing, that Bal Tosaf is totally, according to Tosaf, in anything that's a hosafa in the mikra. So, any, and Taisus even held that it would be a hosafa if the Torah says to do a mitzvah, and you do it twice, that's also Maltaisus. If you're going to tell me the Torah says, do it only once. So the moment you have an exclusionary concept, it's anything's going to be Baltasis. And over here, it's definitely exclusionary. See, Taisus is bothered by Tzilin because Taisus holds it's not exclusionary. Because his kashis is going to say that the mikra means it's exclusionary. So then when the mikra says to do a mitzvah, that's also exclusionary. It says, l'kachtom l'chamayim rishon, that's it. You can't do it twice. Sakam, if I'm not the rule of twice, I'm not over Baltasis. So the answer is it's not exclusionary. So Taisus is tola, his whole pshat in Baltasis, in whether it's exclusionary, whether it's not exclusionary. And Taisus wants to say that it's not exclusionary. He says it's not exclusionary, so you can do a mitzvah many times, but then you can have a problem with the parshias. It says four, so it's not exclusionary. So it means five. Five is also good. So Taisus remains a tzarchim. He can't answer the question. But from the Taisus is muchach, one thing, that it's totally in the mikra. And that's really a riot to what we're saying here. Namely, that if it is exclusionary, anything's going to be Baltasis. Because Baltasif is Chiddush Davar. It's a different kind of a love. It's Chiddush Davar. And Chiddush will be wherever the Torah says only. The Torah says only for, the Kiyum Netila should be only for these four. Anything beyond that is going to be considered a Sofa with regard to the realm of Chiddush Davar. You see. Even though in strict categories of the mitzvah, the Torah is excluding other minim. But in the framework of Baltasif, as long as the Torah says only these, it's going to be, it'll fall under the category of Chiddush Davar. Because the Torah said only.
You can't say it on a Zigo or Mimenu, you can't say the same Shah.
Yeah, go ahead. That's correct.
Take only three Parshas.
Now, the Baltigra is a very complicated thing. Because only three Parshas. That the Gemara says Baltigra comes out only by Kabbonis with the Matan Damim, I think Gemara says, because Baltigra means where ordinarily it's simply I'm lacking the Chayfetz, so I'm lacking my fourth Parsha, so why is that Baltigra? But that Baltigra is a complicated thing.
Rashi says in
Baiskanon
that the Sibor is the same thing, it's three Parshas instead of four.
Let me see, I guess I got to take a look over there. Just give me a second. If I'm not mistaken, in Baltigra, the Gemara says, Baltigra is not such a double Pashas. But that doesn't have to do with, what I'm saying over here. The Gemara says, him. I mean, so what's the question from Baltigra?
I'm just saying that usually,
Baltoysen
and Baltigra goes the same.
No, it's not true.
No, but I understand. It's a Numa Alak and
Baltoysen. Yeah, what I'm saying in Baltasis is...
just says here,
go ahead. Yes.
So
Rashi
says, I understood the same thing.
No. L'sigra is not so simple. L'sigra is... you got to go through Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chof Chesam Beis. L'sigra is not so pashut. Because L'sigra is a problem. How Baltigra is not such a devil pashut. Baltigra is a little more difficult. But, yeah. But the Rashi doesn't say three parshas. But anyways, but what I'm saying, I'm not going into Baltigra. Baltigra is complicated. But what I'm saying is that the din of Baltasif is a halacha, it's a separate kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Chiddush Davar. That's why Taisus really doesn't understand. I mean, Rashi says it's five parshas. Taisus has a problem. Taisus remains with a kasha, and Chav Chesam Beis and Rosh Hashanah. Because he holds that Baltasif is not, you can't say, no, Baltasif is not something that, this is what we went through last week, Baltasif is not something that you just left to you, what's considered Baltasif. I mean, but it can't be left to you. Like, you'll decide that I'll do the mitzvah five times as good. It can't be, it's not, you can't say that Baltasif, if I do the mitzvah more than once, all right, I'm being Moses, but I'm not over Baltasif. There's no amount that's okay. In Chiddush Davar is not Nitin L'Shir. Any type of Chiddush whatsoever has to be considered Chiddush Davar. So therefore, Taisus says, so it must be when the Torah says to do something, it must be, it doesn't mean only once. So that's why Teisa has a problem with Chamesh Parshias. Because if that's the case, when the Torah says take four Parshias, it doesn't mean only four. So why you have a Baal Teisa? And Teisa remains with a Kasha. But over here, from that Teisa, this is really a riot to what we're saying over here. Because over here, we're saying that the Kiyum, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Lulav, from Dalad Minim to Sukkah. Because over there, the Kiyum, the Tila is only through Dalad Minim. So too, the Echsha Schach can be only through Dalad Minim. So if it's only, once the Torah says only these, in the framework of Chiddush Dava, anything will be Oysafa. You see. But if the Torah said take four Minim, gold is not a Min. So gold wouldn't have any Sheikhs. But if the Torah says only four, take only these, then in the framework of Baal Teisuf, you'll have, it'll be Chiddush Dava. Chiddush Dava doesn't have to be the key, it doesn't have to be in line with the strict formula of the Ki Mitzvasa. It's anything which has the Shem Hosafa. And since the Torah said, do the Kiyum Netila only through these things, anything will have a Shem Hosafa, even gold. But that's Muchach from the Gemara. The Mishnah is clear. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying, that you'll be over Baal Teisuf on the Zov. And the Mishnah has to answer that, on the contrary, you won't be over Baal Teisuf on the Zav. Why? Because they were Ogdenos Omo Milamata. But if it wasn't Ogdenos Omo Milamata, you'll be over Baal Teisuf. But that's my point. My point is that there are two things. Number one is that the Dalad Minim is not to take, simply to take Dalad Minim. It's to accomplish an Akiyam Netila via Dalad Minim only. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda's limud goes from Dalad Minim to Sukkah. And the second thing is that the Issa Baal Teisuf is not a technical structure. It's anything which can fall under the framework of Chiddush Davar. So therefore, once it's exclusionary, it says only four, anything beyond that will come under the realm of Baal Teisuf because it's Chiddush Davar. For Chiddush Davar, see, for Netilas, for Dalad Minim, it won't, gold has no Sheikhas. But if the Torah says only Dalad Minim, for the Shem Chiddush Davar, it will be considered Baal Teisuf. Okay. Anyways, let's go further. Gemara says, "Amalu Rabba Lahanu Megadli Hashana de Beresh Gelusa Ki Gadlisu Hashana de Beresh Gelusa Shairi Bei Beis Yad Ki Heichid Lo Tihave Chatzitza." All right. So, what's the problem of Chatzitza Shairi Beis Yad Mitachas Lagad? Yeah. So, I mean, the question is, what's the shaychus of Chatzitza here? I mean, it's not Tfila. So, what's the din of Chatzitza? I mean, over here, the mitzvah is to take the lulav of Netila. So it would seem that the parsha of Chatzitza wouldn't have any shaychus here. I mean, Chatzitza is like Rochas Besara B'mayim. Shelo yei davar chaytza is beinu v'ein besarai. So that's Chatzitza, because there must be contact between the basar and between the mayim. But with regard to Netila's lulav, it's a maisa Netila. So where does Chatzitza, why is there a problem with Chatzitza? I mean, where's the Chatzitza? Where's the din Chatzitza over here? You know what I mean? It's Netila. I did a Netila. What do I care? What do I care that there's something around the lulav? What's the problem? You see? That was our question. The question was that the whole idea of Chatzitza is not appropriate here. So the answer we gave was that the din of Netila is really not a halacha of a maisa hagbah. It's not a din of hagbah. Hagbah is a lulav. Even though you see the Rambam says Kivin Sheik Bi is Yatza. But the din really is Tfisas Halulav. The halacha is that the person must be toe-faced Halulav. And the Hagbah is a shear in the Tfisa. The Hagbah is a shear in the Tfisa. That's why if you look carefully at the Rambam, you see the Rambam where he tells you out of Mekayim the Mitzvah. So he tells you that even though it's you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah over Lasi Yasa, So what does it mean, smuchen lo? Ram doesn't say, Ram holds that you put them on the table, and then you make the bracha, and then you grab them. But from the Rambam's lashon is muchach, that you shouldn't put your hands on them first, and then make the bracha. In Svara, you would say, no, avalas yaso means you get as close as possible to the kiyum mitzvah. So why don't you put your hands on the dalad minim, and then make the bracha, and then lift them? That would be the closest. Over, let's see, over means as close as possible. Over. So why wouldn't that be good? So the answer is, because the Rambam holds, and that's muchach from this Gemara, that there's a din chatzitza over here, it's a halach of tfisa, he has to be tofes the lulav. So that's why the Rambam says that he shouldn't be tofes, but dafke, he should make the bracha, it should be samach lo, and then he should be tofes the dalminu and be magbia. So, and hol vein smuchen lo, the Rambam says that's good enough. That's called lava lasiyasa. But the Rambam derived his halacha from the din over here in this Gemara, from the halacha of chatzitza. Because chatzitza shows that there's a din of tfisa. And the din in tfisa, chatzitza is a ma'akev, because it lacks in the tfisa of the gavra. So that's what we said. Okay. So now the Gemara says, yes, Rav Amar, kolana oso in a chatzitza. So then Rav said in a different halacha that it's machlekes over here, whether lina oso is chotzeitz or it's not chotzeitz. So what's the question of lina oso? I mean, it's a hard machlekes to define. But the question is, in noi mitzvah, do I say that in noi mitzvah, that the noi is an extension of the cheftza? So therefore, since it's an extension of the cheftza in the din noi, so do I now say that tfiso and the noi of the cheftza is ipso facto, is hainohach of tfiso in the cheftza itself? That's the machlekes. So do I say, yes, it's an extension in the framework of Zekeli Van Veil, of noi, Zekeli Van Veil. But insofar as the cheftza is concerned, where you require tfisas hacheftza, so the tfisas anoy hacheftza will not suffice, because the tfisa must be in the cheftza itself. That's the question. I don't think I can't go any further in defining it. But the question is basically in the framework of Zekeli Van Veil, it's an extension. But the question is that extension in the framework of Zekeli Van Veil, where the mitzvah requires a maisa tfisa in the guf ha-davar, do I say that now that there's a keli v'anveyu, so now it's an extension and that's the guf ha-davar, there's a new guf ha-davar, or do I say no, that it retains its identity as a guf ha-davar in terms of the cheftza shel mitzvah, and the zeh keli v'anveyu is extraneous, but the zeh keli v'anveyu doesn't merge with the cheftza? That's the question. Okay. Now, hello, anybody there?
Yes, maybe.
Okay. All right, the next one I'll take a look at is, Vama Rabba, Lolim Kedin Shoshana Besudra, the Be'inin L'Kicha Tama V'Leka. So the Gemara says that, and this is all institutional L'Kicha Tama. So the Gemara says that you shouldn't tie a Suda around your hand like a glove and take it. Why? Because then it lacks in L'Kicha Tama. So the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma, that it is a L'Kicha, but it lacks in L'Kicha Tama. But then the Gemara is very difficult. The Gemara says, "V'rav Amal Kicha De Devaracha Shmo Lekicha." The Gemara says, "So Amar, why Amar Rav Mena Aminu Lado Lekicha De Devaracha Shmo Lekicha?" The Snan Ezov Kotzer Mesafka Bechut to Bekush V'Tovu L'Mayla Vochet. Okay, so it brings Rav from Ezov that the Ezov he had to put the Kalim, the Ezov couldn't reach, was too short. So the Ezov couldn't reach the Mayim, so he had to put an extension on the Ezov. So you see that even though he didn't hold the Ezov when he dipped it, but nevertheless, it was considered V'lakach. Okay, but without getting into the Ezov, but that's the Raya. But anyways, the question is, what's the raya from there? Yeah, it's Shmo Lekicha, but over here, Ni Lekicha Tama. So what's his raya? In other words, Ravis says, no, I hold that Lekicha De Devaracha Shmo Lekicha. And what's my raya from Ezov? But Rabbah said, Lo Linkedi Shoshana B'Susan Nabin Lekicha Tama. So over here is a separate halacha of Lekicha Tama. Over there is a halacha that just says Lekicha. So how could Ravis say that it's good? Because over there it's considered Lekicha by the Ezov. Yes, considered Lekicha, but it's not Lekicha Tama. On the surface, the Gemara just openly is very difficult. Okay? But what we said is like this. The answer is that you see, Lekicha Tama, and this is something that we established before also, Lekicha Tama has two components. There's Lekicha Tama from the standpoint, for instance, as you see, Taisus mentions that, Taisus mentions like this, Lekicha de Derecha Shmo Lekicha. So he mentions the Gemara that Derech, he says, Derech Kavod is the only time you say that Lekicha de Derecha Shmo Lekicha. But Derech Bezoyin, you don't say it. Okay? So what's the difference, Derech Kavod, Derech Bezoyin? So what we said is like this. You see, Lekicha Tama has two ideas. Lekicha Tama is a halacha in the Maisa Lekicha itself, in the Maisa Lekicha, and that's really Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Aguda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Lekicha Tama in the Talmud Minim, because you're taking it with one Maisa, your one Maisa spread out over four entities, so it's not a Lekicha Tama. But if you make it into an Aguda, now it's a new Cheftza, so now there's a Lekicha Tama, a specialized Lekicha for this Cheftza. That's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Aguda. But there's another kind of Lekicha Tama. Lekicha Tama on the part of the Gavra, which means that the Gavra lacks in the full Lekicha. The Lekicha is Chosar Mitzad Gavra, not Mitzad Maisa Lekicha, but Mitzad Gavra. See, that's why Taisus says that Derech Bezoyin is no good, Lekicha de Davracha, because Derech Bezoyin, it lacks in terms of the Gavra. But, you see, so over here, when the Gemara says that it's no good, a person shouldn't take a suder and tie it around his hand, the Beinu Lekicha Tama Veleka, what the Gemara is saying is because the Gavra is lacking, not because of the Maisa, you see, but because once he's Korach, if he's wearing gloves, you see, so he's lacking insofar as the Gavra being a Lokeach. That's where he's lacking. And he says, Beinu Lekicha Tama, you need the Gavra to be fully involved, you see. So now the Gemara's answer is perfect. The Gemara says that Menorah mina lav from Azov, because over there by the Azov, the halacha is that you must, over there, that's avoda. You definitely require the Gavra should be fully involved. And over there you see Al Yedei Davracha Shmo Lekicha. So you see if it's kosher for avoda, it's certainly kosher for, if it's considered a Lekicha of the Gavra benageya to avoda, it's certainly considered a Lekicha benageya to the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Okay? That's basically the answer. The answer is when the Gemara says Lekicha Tama, you have to check what it means. Does it mean in terms of the framework of the Maisa, or does it mean because of the Gavra? So Ovi, if you say in terms of the Maisa, there's no answer, because you say this Maisa requires a Lekicha Tama. So what do you mean by Rav Mezov? Over there doesn't say Lekicha Tama. Just says Lekicha, Shema Lekicha. But if it's from the framework of the Gavra, that's why the glove is no good when you cover your hand, because now it lacks in the expression of the Gavra. Just like we said, if it's Ena Shiloh, it lacks in Lekicha Tama, because it lacks in the Gavra, because it's not his. So it's not fully the Gavra. There's something that removes the Gavra from the Lekicha. It's not his bilus. So the Gavra can't fully engage in the Lekicha. So if that's what the Gemara says, so it fits in very well. The Gemara is saying that why is it no good? Because it lacks in Lekicha the Gavra. So then Rava says, now I'll show you by Avoda where you need the full involvement of the Gavra over there, the Ravach is considered Lekicha. So if it's kasher for Avoda, it's certainly kasher for Dalaminim. It doesn't lack in Lekicha. Okay. That's the only way to understand the Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara is impossible. All right. So the next thing we did was the Taisus, where Taisus says, the Be'inu Lekicha Tama Veleka. So now Taisus is concerned with these two lines, again, a few lines of Gemara over here. Taisus is concerned with one thing, and that is that the Gemara over here distinguishes between Chatzitza and between Lekicha Al Yedei Davracha Shmo Lekicha, Lekicha Tama. So Taisus wants to know, when are you concerned about Chatzitza, and when are you concerned about Lekicha Tama? Because when the Gemara says, it talks about the glove, the Gemara doesn't say it's a question of Chatzitza. The Gemara only says, what's the question of Chatzitza? The question on the Aishana is a question of Chatzitza. If we'll grab onto the Aguda, to the place where it's tied, then it'll be a Chatzitza. But over there, the Gemara doesn't say it'll lack in Lekicha Tama. So apparently the Gemara has very clear in its mind these two categories. Sometimes it's a problem of Chatzitza, sometimes it's a problem of Lekicha Tama. I mean, why isn't it simply one problem? One problem of Chatzitza. Okay. So Tosfos says like this. So that's what Tosfos thought. It says the Beinu Kichatam of Aleka in the case where he wraps the thing around his hand. So there Tosfos says it's not a problem of Chatzitz anymore. It's a problem of Lekichatama. Why? He says Hachalah Shaych Lameima the lowly Havi Chatzitza. That he shouldn't do it because it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Gnam leil. De leil ayri kishe yegad belulav v'hocha kishe korach biyado. V'davar korach biyado lo shayeh chatzitza. Okay? So Taisa says, because over here, you see, davar korach biyado is not shayeh chatzitza. Why isn't it shayeh chatzitza? Aye, it's something that is a chatzitz. So you see, Taisa sets up a very abstract framework, which is really muchach from the Gemara. And that is that the Shem Chatzitza is only on, when you have a Maisa, so you have someone that's doing the Maisa, the Osa Masa, and then you have the thing, the Dovahan, the thing to which it is Nasa. You see, there's two categories. There's a category of the person that's the doer of the action, and then there's the category of the recipient of the action, the chefta, to which the action is done. So what Taisa says is like this. He says that the Shem Chatzitza is only a Shem binageya to the dovar, to the chefta, that the thing that is done to. You see, there's no Shem Chatzitza binageya to the thing that does the maisa. You see, there's no Shem Chatzitza. So even though, so that's what Taisa says, that it's not Shaykh Lameimar Chatzitza by something that's Korach Biyodo. Why isn't it Shaykh? Because Biyodo is the Yad, is the thing that does the Maisa. So even though it's true that there won't be any contact between the Lulav and between his hand because of the Suda, that's not a Psul of Chatzitza. It won't be a Psul of Chatzitza. Because the Shem Chatzitza is only a Shem in the Chefta. And so Chatzitza, so even though it's a Lach of Tfisa, you see, yes, we toe-face the Lulav. But in order for the Din of Tfisa not to be fulfilled, you have to have a Shem Chatzitza. And a Shem Chatzitza can only exist in the Chefta, you see. So if it's Korach al Yado, so it's an extension of his Yad, it's an extension of the Pu'ula, if it's an extension of the Pu'ula, the Shem Chatzitza simply cannot emerge. That's what Taisa is saying. I mean, it's a very abstract idea, because in terms of the physical phenomena, it's the exact same thing. Because if you say you need Tfisa, and there must be contact between his hand and between the Dalad Minim, so what's the difference if it's Korach al Yado or if it's Korach al Aluf? But Taisa says no. The only way that you will not satisfy the Chovas HaMitzvah is if there's a Shem Chotzeitz, a Shem Dova Chotzeitz, and you can't give it a Shem Chatzitza if it's an extension of the Pula, of the Maisa. That's not Shaykh to call that a Chatzitza. The Shem Chatzitza simply isn't there. The Shem Chatzitza is only in the thing to which it is done. So by Verachas Besara B'mayim, the Shem Chatzitza is in the fact that the Gavra he's a Tovel, he's an Osa Maisa, but he's also a Nitval. He's a Chefta over there also. He's Tovel Atzmo, he's a Chefta. So that's what Taisa says. That's not Shaykh Hashem Chatzitza if it's an extension of the Yad, it's an extension of the Maisa, there's no Shem Chatzitza. And if there's no Shem Chatzitza, there's no Posel. Even though, and physically, it comes out to the same thing. You didn't make contact rule, but conceptually, it's not the same thing. That's what Taisa says. Okay. Now Taisa says like this.
I understand, Taisa, the difference between Tvile and Lulev. And what's about film? Can you put on your shirt and this will be the same thing?
You mean by Tvile and Chatzitza?
Because it's not like tefillah, it's more like lulav. So if somebody puts
tefillah
on his shirt.
I mean, pashtus, it's chatzitza. I know, pashtus, you're right. Pashtus, it is chatzitza. I mean, and most hold it is chatzitza. But there's the shittus of Rajba is you can put tefillah on your hat, and it won't be a chatzitza.
This case is what he explains now, that there's no
chatzitza. What?
According to the Tosfos now, what we said, that it's not a problem to take lulav with suda, or it's not chatzitza.
That's right.
So it should be okay also with tefillin, I'm sure.
No, on the contrary. Because over there, the yad is considered the thing which is the chefza. It must be, so the yad is a chefza. The maisek shir is a yad. If you had gloves when you put on the tefillin, that would be the same thing. That wouldn't be a problem. But but the tefillin must be al besaro, that's where the yad is a chefza. The yad is not a gavr over there. It's not, the yad isn't involved in the pula. So the yad is the chefza. That would be exactly like the lulav. In that case, the yad would be exactly like the lulav. But I'm not saying, Taisus is not saying wherever there's a chefza, there's always chatzitza. That's not what he's saying. He's saying the opposite. Wherever there's a pu'ula, a maisa, something which is a component of the maisa cannot be considered chatzitza. Doesn't have the sham chatzitza. That principle is true. But whether, for instance, there is sham, you could put tefillin shel rosh on your hat, I mean, it's not a chatzitza. It doesn't mean that every time there's a chefta, there's always chatzitza. It depends on the nature of the mitzvah. If the mitzvah should be al besoro, then it's a chatzitza. But if the nature of the mitzvah is just that it should have a shem that it's lovosh al rosho, so then there wouldn't be a din chatzitza. So it's not always true that where there was a chefza, there's always a din of chatzitza, but the opposite is true, the converse is true. Namely, that wherever you have the maisa, the pula sa maisa, an extension of the yad, which is an extension of the pula, cannot be considered a shem chatzitza, because it's an extension of the pula, of the maisa. And chatzitza is something that is something that intervenes because it is a ma'akev from the framework of the chefza. Not from the framework of the Maisa. Now, Taisus continues, he says like this. Taisus says that, And Taisus brings down, says, look, I'm an Isha Tele Kichel Ba'a, yes. He says, so Taisus brings down from Rashi, Yisochesh Kfar Bar Koi, Avakorach Yodei Bishiroi, Vo'ovet Avoda, Pirish Bekunches, Vachatzitza Posovos Bekotchen. You see, dechsiv alocha chakain, beinin shetehei lekicho ba'atzma shel kohen. Okay, afagav. So now the thing is like this. See, afagav de lekicho yedei dover acha shmo lekicho. So teisei sakasha. Then it's considered, you see, I want to explain something. Over there, in the cave, over there by the Yisoch Ish Kfar Bar Koi, over there it's in the Pu'ulas HaMaisa. Where he was korach yodei b'shiroi, so that should be it's no chatzitza, but you see what Rashi says is bo'ini shetehei lekicho ba'atzma shel kohen. That's a different halacha. That's the only way. That's a different kind of a chatzitza. That in kachim the halacha is it requires atzma shel kohen. So if he's wearing gloves, it lacks an atzma shel kohen. It's a different kind of a chatzitza. That's the only case he could have a chatzitza really. In the Maisa, where there's a separate Xeris Akosav of Atmo. But in Lulav and Dal Minim, there's no Allah of Atmo. That's only a Din Avoda. That's like his feet have to be on the Ritzpah. You see, there's certain Allahs over there that require Atmo Shokayan. So that's a different framework. But Taisus is bothered. It's true, it has to be Ayyadei Atmo, but we say Lekicho Ayyadei Davrachash is Shmo Lekicho. So Taisus Kasha is. But here we see that in terms of lekicha, there's nothing lacking, and then lekicha tamo means it shouldn't lack from the gavra. So Taisa's question is that over there, once we say lekicha de davracha shmo lekicha, so we're saying in terms of the framework of lekicha tamo, in terms of the gavra, it's not lacking. So why is it a chotzitz? So how could the halacha of atzmo create chatzitza? So Taisus answers, that if it's true that Atzma Shokayin can't add any more than Lekicha Tama, because Lekicha Tama also means that the Gavra should be, that's really what Lekicha Tama means. That's why the Gemara brought a Raya from Avoda, like we explained, because Avoda is a din that it must be, the Gavra must be a full Lekicha on the part of the Gavra, and Lekicha Tama also, by Dalad Minim, is it must be a full Lekicha on the part of the Gavra. That's Lekicha Tama. So Lekicha Tama is going to be parallel to Atzma. So Taisa says, so why over there is there a problem with the Sutter? Because it's really identical. It's the same framework, even though that's Avodah, but over here the Gemara is equating it to Avodah. So Taisus answers, Hanemili Derech Kovid, Aval Derech Bezoyin Lo. So that's what we explained before. That what's Derech Bezoyin? Derech Bezoyin means that then it's going to lack an Atzmo, because Bezoyin is going to distance him from the Asiyah, because that's what it means. It means that since it's Derech Bezoyin, so now he's distancing himself from the Avodah, then it lacks an Atzmo. But Taisus really is explaining over here the concept of Atmo. The concept of Atmo is identical with Lakihatama. Okay. But now Taisa has a question. Taisa says, Umihu lo yitochen tirze, mi de maisi aloh ahi de ezo shesofko b'chut. So what is Taisa's problem? Taisa's problem is that Taisa's problem is that it's not analogous. Because the glove, you're telling me, is not a ma'akev. Because the glove is really considered l'kichotamo, and it's really considered atzmo. But what's the raya from Azov? Azov has nothing to do, basically, with the with this concept. Because the glove, you could say, is not a ma'akev and l'kichotamo, because it's korach al besara, so it's an extension of the ma'isa, and that's fine. And that's considered a kichatama. But the case of the what is the relationship? What's the common denominator over there? By the case of the ezov, is not a question of something being an extension of the gavra, like a glove or like a sudar. It's a question of not taking the ezov directly, because the ezov is tied. It has a stick in the ezov. So that has, what has that got to do with this concept of lakichatama over here? It's totally, the two frameworks are completely incommensurate. In other words, I could say clearly that if I'm wearing a glove, so it's not lacking in the lakicha of the gavra, because that's an extension of my pula, an extension of my maisa. But insofar as the azov is concerned, I mean, that wouldn't suffice, because the stick is a completely, the idea of the stick means there's no extension of my hand. So that has nothing to do with this. Has nothing to do with this problem. I mean, it's a different kind of. Over there, you must say it's halacha. You don't need the ezov. I mean, I don't know what you have to say, but there's no shaychus between these two frameworks. There's no connection. So Taisa says. So Taisa like this. So Taisa says. Avalacha sujulay b'ya. So Taisa in Eliyeh Shlomo. You have to say like this. De'agar atzorach lelulav shelo yispardu haminim shaych bechatzitza. I gotta think it over. Now, all Taisa's question is that the framework is incommensurate. In other words, it's two separate things. One problem is we have an extension like a glove. That's one thing. And the second thing is is the case of the azov, we have a stick on the azov. That's not analogous. But precisely, I have to think about it. I got to think about it more. All right, let's stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, you guys work on the Taisus? Boy, it's a tough Taisus. I saw the Maram as struggling with the Taisus over there. But anybody have a pshat? So, I mean, you got to understand, Ellie's right, you got to understand clearly what the kashya of Taisus is and what his answer is. Maram wants to change the whole pshat in Taisus. He wants to say Taisus speaking where he changed his mind from the Suda being Korach al Yodo. I don't see that in the Taisus, they changed his mind. But I think what Taisus is saying is you have to follow a very careful conceptual line of thinking here. You see, what's Taisa's question? See, Taisa's question over here is that according to the way he has it all worked out, everything is beautiful. That a cheftza that's korach al besaro is an extension of the gavra, and since it's an extension of the gavra, it can't be in the realm of chatzitza. Chatzitza is only something which is an extension of the cheftza. Okay? So that sounds very good. I mean, the concept is a beautiful concept. Tosfos, however, has one problem. The problem is like this. If you're going to say that the reason why it's not a chatzitza, listen carefully and see if it follows. If you're going to say that the reason why it's not a chatzitza is because of the category of extension of the gavra, and that's the category of Sudr, and the Chaleshem of the extension of the Gavra is a Hafko ipso facto of Chatzitza. If you're going to say that, so then you're going to have to say the Machlekes between Rabba and Rava is in the case of an extension of the Gavra. And the question is, we have an extension of the Gavra, is that a violation of Lekicha Tama? Okay? So Taisa says, if that's the case, you can't bring any Raya from Azov. Because in Azov, there's no extension of the Gavra. It's simply a stick that's in the Azov. So what Sheikhas does it have to do with Lekicha Tama? Okay? Now, let me see. Well, let's see if that, does that follow? In other words, by Azov, you're going to say, so he's trying to bring Raya from Azov. So I would say, no, Azov is not considered a Chasaran Lekicha Tama because there's no extension of the Gavra. An extension of the Gavra is an extension of the Gavra is a violation of Lekicha Tama, because the Gavra, it's not the Gavra himself, Ba'atzmo. So by Azov, you don't have this, Azov has nothing to do with that. In Azov, there's no extension of the Gavra. So what's the right of the Lekicha Tama? That must be another halacha, that you don't have to hold on to the Azov. That must be halacha that the Pelach is an extension of the Azov, but it has nothing to do with this whole Machlekes. That's Tosfos Kasher. And you have to admit, his Kasher is right on target. But now we have a delicate maneuver in the next part of Tosfos. So what does Tosfos propose? So Tosfos proposes a different, the whole, it seems like a whole different system. Tosfos says like this. He says, but you must, Eliyeh Shlomar, the agar atzoch uruf shleh espardo aminim sheikh bechatzitza. Aval hocha sidra lo boi luluf. Lulav doesn't need the Sudra. Okay, so it doesn't need Lulav, whatever. There's no, in other words, said, now what is this Teretz? He's going back to the problem of Chatzitza. And he's throwing out a Svar and Chatzitza, different Svar and Chatzitza. Not that the reason why there's no problem of Chatzitza is because of an extension of the Gavra, but there's another concept in Chatzitza. In order for a thing to be a Chatzitza, Tosfos says, this is conceptually, this Tosfos is very beautiful. He says, in order for it to be a chatzitza, it has to have a reality vis-a-vis the system that it's functioning in. So, but if the lulav needs it, so now it has a reality vis-a-vis lulav. So then, in order to be a chotzitza, it has to have a certain status. It must be involved in a certain way with the entity. So if it's simply an extraneous substance, then there's no din chatzitza, because it has no status vis-a-vis netilas lulav. So it's simply nothing. In other words, what he's proposing is that in order to have a chatzitza, the entity must have a status vis-a-vis the system. So if the lulav is tzarach li agad, so then this has a reality vis-a-vis the lulav. So therefore, it has a certain status. Now that it has that status, it's in the parsha, so now it can be a chotzitz. But if it's not in the parsha, it can't be a chotzitz, just nothing, like dust, if a guy has dust on his hands. So it's not nothing. Okay. So how does that answer the question now? So now why does it become, now why does Pelach with the Azov become better? Okay, here we have to move carefully. So how does the problem? And so the answer is like this, that he's saying that if you, what they're saying is like this, that, so it comes out there's no, the reason why it's not a chotzeitz is not because of the category of an extension of the gavra. There is no such category of extension of the gavra. But simply it's not a chotzeitz. Okay? So now, why does it lack in Lekicha Tama? So now, if there's no category of extension of the Gavra, it simply lacks in Lekicha Tama because he didn't he didn't actually move the lulav himself. There was something that is intervening, but is not a chatzitza. But it's an intervening element. So Taisa says, then Pelach would be a good raya. Because you see, you want to say it lacks in the Gavra because of the fact that the Gavra didn't actually engage the lulav, but there was something else there, which is not a chatzitza. So you want to say, so that, you know, that lacks in the Gavra's lakichatama. I'll show you it doesn't from Pelach. Okay, so Taisa says that would be fine. But the, in other words, the conceptual steps in the thesis are very refined. What he's saying is like this, that once again, if you say the reason why there's no chatzitza is because there's a category of extension of the gavra, so that's mafkia, the problem of chatzitza. Now you have this category. So now I could say that the reason why it's not a kishal tam is because you have an extension of the gavra. But Pelach has no shaychus. But if you say the reason why it's not a chatzitza is not because of a category of an extension of the gavra, but the reason why it's not a chatzitza is simply there's no category of extension of the gavra. The reason why it's not a chatzitza is because it's an alien thing that has no sheiches to the whole parsha of lulav, and it doesn't have the status to be introduced in order to have the level of being a chatzitz, in order to be on a level to be a chatzitz. So now that's a different kind of a svara. So now the machlekes is good. Now lakicha tama is wherever you have something that is nothing. That's the question. We have something that is nothing. Is that considered a violation of lakicha tama? So there could bring you right from Pelach. Okay, do you follow? Yes.
But the Pelach would also not be a chatzitza?
No, the Pelach would also not be a chatzitza. The Pelach has no shaychus to the Ezer. It's extraneous. He has no shaychus. It's just being used in order to dip the thing into it.
He doesn't have a halachic
shaychus? Has no shaychus at all.
Practically, you need it, no?
It's not a chotzeit. Yeah, of course practically you need it. It has nothing to do with whether you need it practically. That's not the question, whether you need it practically. The question is, does it intrinsically have a shaychus? Over here we're saying the Oshana, the thing, the agat keeps the lulav together. So you need it for the lulav. But by the azov, you don't need it for anything. Just in this case. So it comes out with the azov, your problem is a simple problem where you have an alien element. Is that a chasarin in the gavra's lakicha? It shows he's not really ba'atmo being a lokeach. So there you bring out, that says you have 100% raya. Do you follow? It comes out very beautiful, thesis. A very sharp conceptual ideas. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
How did you answer that there's no halacha l'kichatama?
Where? I answered it because I said it's in terms of the gavra. You can't say over there that the gavra is lacking because it's avoda.
So?
So if it's not lacking by avoda, it's certainly not going to be lacking by lulav. Because avoda has to be ba'atzma.
So it would be possibly made it more lacking?
Absolutely. Over there, definitely you require ba'atzma. And lakicha tama is only halacha with regard to chulin, where I would say you don't need it. But now the Torah says, no, you do need lakicha tama. Lakicha tama is ba'atzma. It's ba'atzma and chulin. So it's perfect. Fits in very nice. It's beautiful. Yes. Do you see it?
What about
I don't know. I mean, you'll see Taisus. I can't go through all the halachas every area. I mean, I can't do that now. I just can't. I'm just telling you what Taisus Chakir is. You'll have to go through every area based on the Havamina. But Taisus rejects it anyway, so I'm not going to go through all the areas based on the Havamina and how we learned every area. Because Taisus rejects it. I just think it's a non-productive course to take here. But the Svara is a very good Svara. Okay? I understand. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's worthwhile to do it. Okay? I mean, no doubt if we tried, I mean, we could get involved there for days in every case of Chatzitza. But you see, Taisus rejects it. But Taisus, the Svara is a very good Svara, because the Svara is do I say in chatzitza that it must have a sheichus to the chefza? Okay? I mean, chatzitza al besorah by tefillah be a dove pashit has a sheichus. Just intrinsically. It's covering your skin. Okay. It's functioning as a cover. But anyways, what Taisa says is, according to what we're learning, not like the Maram, you don't have to change anything. The Taisa is just based on the whole conceptual understanding of the area. It's a very sharp point, he's saying, that if you're going to introduce a mafkia with a category, now the machwekis is going to revolve around that category. If you don't introduce, so he says it's all tolerant in why, how you mafkia the problem of chatzitza. If you just say it's an extraneous element, so now the machlekes vis-a-vis l'kichat tamar is extraneous element. But if you tell me in order to remove chatzitza you need a category, now the machlekes l'kichat tamar is going to be in that category, so pelach will be absolutely no raya. It's a very sharp point. Okay. Now Taisa says he rejects it. Why? Because he says, no, umi yugamza lo yitachin. The kol shkein davwe l'meim the chotzitz. You see, Taisa says a svara lakan and a svara lakan. On the one hand, you could say that chatzitza only works where you have something that's a reality vis-a-vis the system. That's a good svara. On the other hand, you could say chatzitza is simply something that intervenes between you and the chefza. And on the contrary, if it has no shachas, it's even worse. Then it's kol shkein achotzeitz. See, that is an intellectual dilemma, a conceptual dilemma. You could say it both ways. You could say Svara Lakan and Svara Lakan. That's what he's saying. On the one hand, you could say it's not a chatzitza unless it's recognized as a reality vis-a-vis the system. Otherwise, it's zero. Or you could say just the opposite, that the concept of chatzitza is anything that intervenes. So if it has a sheichus to the system, it's less of an intervention, because then it merges with the system. And if it has no sheichus, on the contrary, it's worse. That's a real chatzitza. Taisa says you can logically go either way. There's no logical preference. But Taisa was going the way that it needs a status in order to be a chatzitza. But Taisa shows from another Gemara that that's not true. Okay? All right? What's the Gemara that shows it's not true? The case is by Rami Bachama and Yuma. Yes?
Two possibilities for chatzitza. I just want to focus on that for a second. Analytically, you're saying the question is whether chatzitza is really a new entity like a maset, so as I have known identity, or it's a break of the previous thing. So if it's a break of the previous thing, then it's different. It's a break. If it's a new entity, then it has to have its own chalos. It's not shot, then it would have been.
I'm not quite getting it. Well, let me just repeat what I'm saying. I don't know if you're saying the same thing or not. What I'm saying is like this. In order for a thing, the svara is like this. In order for a thing to be a chotzeitz, it must be in the parsha of the thing that you're dealing with. It must have a reality in that area. If it doesn't have a reality in that area, it has no status in that area, it can't be considered a chotzeitz, because a chotzeitz is a chalei shem that has a status. If it's just nothing, then there's no chatzitza. Or you could say chatzitza is not something which is an entity of status and a chalei shem. It's simply simply an absence of the contact between you and the thing that you have to make the contact with. So therefore, anything, an extraneous thing, would be more of a chatzitza, because an extraneous thing has no shaychus to the thing. If it's just the absence, that's the question. Is the chatzitza an essential positive institution that has requirements and needs a status? Or is chatzitza simply anything which where you need two things to meet? Anything that is a mafsik is going to be considered a chotzeitz. That's the way we really understand it in simple terms. Taisa should introduce the more sophisticated idea of chatzitza. But we understand it simply anything that you need contact to these two things, and now there's a new halacha. Anything that breaks the contact is a mafsik. So if that's the concept, so if the thing is me'ein hadavar, it's less of a mafsik. On the contrary, it's less of a mafsik because it's similar to the thing, so therefore there's less reason to say it's a mafsik. If it's completely alien, so then it's more reason to say that it's a mafsik. That's what Taisus is considering. Taisus is considering the two ideas of chatzitza. Is chatzitza an institution that is a chale shem and has to have a certain value? If it does, so then where is it going to attain its value from? From the system. So it must be recognized within the system, and now it's a chale shem chotzeitz. But if you say there's no status to a chatzitza, chatzitza emerges negatively, that you need contact between two things. Anything that's a mafsik is a chotzeitz. So if that's the case, so something which has no shaychus is more of a chotzeitz. Something has a shaychus, at least can be subsumed under the thing. It's related to the thing, so it's less of a mafsik. That's what Taisus is toying with, those two ideas. What is the concept of a mafsik? So first he wanted to say that in order to explain the Gemara and to work out the whole machlekes of Lekichat Tama, that the Ezov should be a raya, so he wanted to introduce the concept of the reason why it's not a chotzeitz with a sudur is because by a sudur it's not a chotzeitz because it has no status vis-a-vis lulav. So it's not a chotzeitz. And now the pelach is the exact same thing. It also has no status. He's avoiding the category, the hafko of chatzitza via the extension concept, because then it's going to throw the machlokes of lekichat tama into extension, and pelach has no shaychus to that. You see? That's the way Taisus is working. So Taisus says, but this second shot is all contingent on one idea, that chatzitza requires a status. But if you say chatzitza doesn't require a status, but anything, and the more alien it is, the more of a chatzitza it is, so then you're gonna have to say that you're gonna be stuck again with the shmata, with the sudr. You're gonna be stuck again with the sudr, because now the sudr is an alien thing. So it's this kavachoma chotzeitz. How are you going to get out of the problem of chatzitza? So you have to go back to extension. Extension, you have a problem with olgamar. So now you're stuck again. But Taisus has to bring a raya that you can't get out of it with that sophisticated idea of chatzitza. So he brings a raya from a gemara. Okay? Everybody with it over here? It's a little bit of cheshbon here, but it's beautiful concepts the way Taisus is formulating this thing.
You ready?
Yeah. What's that?
Well, these svaras that are completely opposite.
No, it is not svaras hafuchos.
Why is that?
No, svaras hafuchos means you couldn't have a machlekes like that. Svaras hafuchos is you can't have a machlekes tanoim like that. That would be impossible, machlekes tanoim. One would say it's kavachomer chotzetz, and the other would say that it's not even a chotzetz. That, you're right, that would be svaras hafuchos. If you had a machlekes tanoim like that, we would say it's intolerable as a machlekes. Because it's svaras hafuchos, it's too far, it's menakatz ala katz, they're arguing in a realm, like there's no masara here. So it wouldn't be tolerable to say that it's a machlekes. But for us to theorize in svaras hafuchos, that's no problem. But you're right, it would be svaras hafuchos. So we're outsiders, we don't know. We're just, we're trying to figure out the Masara here. So Taisus brings a raya. Why? Because you have the Gemara, it says, it's a simple Gemara. Hiniach Mizrak, Besoch Mizrak, you have a Kabbalah Saddam and the Mizrak. So he puts one Mizrak into the other one, to be Mekabal the Dam. So what's the problem? So the problem is, that he's holding on to the Mizrak on the outside, and the Dam's pouring into the Mizrak on the inside. So there's a chatzitza between the Mizrak that's being mekabel the Dam and his achiza on the outer Mizrak. That's the Gemara's question over there. The Gemara says, do I say in that case, min b'mina lo batel, or min b'mina batel? That's the Gemara's question. Niach Mizrak b'soch Mizrak, so the Gemara says, the boy lemishite meahi, Taisus says, the algabe regal chavera puzzle. So Allah is the Kohen has to make contact between his feet and the rizpah. Okay? So what if he's standing on his friend's feet? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say min b'mino is ein chotzeitz, so it should be good. So you see min b'mino is chotzeitz. Of course, regular and regular is min b'mino. And mizrak and mizrak is min b'mino. Okay, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara wanted to prove from there, you see that min b'mino is chotzeitz. Okay, the Gemara says, no. The dachi, the Gemara knocks it off. Shiny regal d'lo mavatole. That the regal is different because you can't be mavatol regal chavero. Guy's not mavatol is regal. So therefore, the regal is going to be a mafsik. Masha'ena came by the mizrak. The mizrak, he can be mavatol one to the other. Because he wants to be mekabel adam in the inner mizrak. And the outer one, he's holding on to. So he's mevatel the outer one insofar as the inner one is concerned. But by regal, you can't be mevatel regal chavero, because the guy's not going to mevatel his regal. So therefore, the Gemara says it's no raya. So Taisus says, this proves which side of the concept of chatzitz is correct. Why? Because if you're going to say something that's completely extraneous, never enters into chatzitza, it's on the contrary. So by regal has nothing, regal is not in the parsha over here. It's min b'mino, it should certainly not be chatzitz. Right? And by mizrak, on the contrary, since he needs it, and it's in the parsha, it should be more of a chatzitz. And the Gemara says just the converse. That by the mizrak, he's holding on to the outer one, and since he wants the inner one, so it's in the parsha, so it's mevatel, the outer one to the inner one. So it's considered as this is butl, and it's all one entity, and therefore it's a good Kabbalah. But by the regal, it's completely alien. Completely alien is more of a chotzitz. So Taisa says, from that Gemara, you see clearly that there's no status. We don't say status makes it more of a chotzitz. On the contrary, status makes it less of a chotzitz and makes it bottle and minimizes the problem. And if it's completely alien like the rego, it maximizes the problem. So you see, the there's no concept like that in chatzitza of status. On the contrary, the concept of chatzitza is simply you need this, the merging of these two things, and anything is a mafsik. If it partakes of the nature of a thing, is less reason to be a mafsik, and under certain conditions, it's not, like the case of the mizrak. But if it's completely alien, like the rego, it's definitely a mafsik. So Taisus proves his point from that case in Yuma, which is excellent. Okay. Now, Taisus goes on. Taisus says the same. So he's back to his problem. What's his problem? Problem is why is the Suda not a mafsik? Okay? You can't say it's not a mafsik because of the first reason, because of an extension. That'll throw you in a whole problem with the Pelach. You can't say it's not a mafsik because it's just an alien element doesn't have the status of being a mafsik. So the problem returns. Why is the Suder not a mafsik? So he says, V'yesh loma d'mayri she'osa min ha'suder k'min beis yad l'luv. V'ein shayach kan chatzitza. She'kol ha'luv chutz miyado. V'ochazo b'veis yad ha'bolet ha'nasa min ha'suder. V'domi le'ezov she'sopko b'chut. V'lo choshev le'rabba l'kicho tamo. Okay. Now, so what does they say? Place like this. It's a different case. You got to say by the Suder that it wasn't simply Korach al Basaro, but he took the Suder and made it into a vehicle through which he could do Lakicha on the Luluf. Okay? So now, he's saying that it's not a chatzitza. Just give me a second. He's saying it's not a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza because it's an extension. but it's an extension in a different manner. It's an extension as a facilitator. So you could have two kinds of extension. You can have an extension, simply a material extension, where he puts something around his hand, he puts a glove on, or you can have extension, an extension as a facilitator. Okay, it facilitates the act of the lakicha. Like, it'll take one of those things that you could, they use in a grocery store, that you can grab onto something with, a tool. So over here, that's what he says, over here, he made the suder into a base yad. Now he's saying like this. Now it's not shaykh over here, chatzitza, because the whole lulav is outside his hand, and it's just being used by this extension. It's just making contact with the extension. So now that's the question. So the question is, if I haven't, now he's going back to the original svara, in lines of thinking, he's going back to the original svara, that you can't say chatzitza where you have an extension. But not a material extension. We have a functional extension. And a functional extension, you can't say chotzeitz. Okay? If it's a functional extension, so we say there's a difference between the element that's doing the function, which you can't talk about chotzeitz over there, and between the lulav, which is the recipient of the maisa. Okay? So he's saying like this. So now that's the question of lakichat tama. The question of lakichat tama is where I don't do the lakicha myself through my own hands, but I have something that facilitates the act. So that's where the machlekes is, where you have a facilitator. Is a facilitator considered a lack in terms of the gavra's lakicha or not? So there, Rabba says it's considered a lack because the gavra is using a tool. Okay, and a tool lacks in the gavra being a lokeach. But Rava says, no, I'll show you from Azov that that's not the case. Because over there also you have a facilitator, the Pelach. And in the case of the Pelach, you see clearly it's not considered, and that doesn't lack in Lakicha. And in terms of Chatzitza, there's no concept of Chatzitza, because Thesis is going back to the original idea that when it's a component of the doer, there's no concept of Chatzitza. Chatzitza is only in the cheftza, and there's something that it is done to. So now it's very beautiful. What Thesis says is that in terms of the, and so Thesis is saying like this, that if you, there's two kinds of extension of the door. If it's simply a shmat that a guy tied around his hand, that's no good. Okay? But if it's, that's no good. Because that's not considered a real extension. In order to qualify for an extension, it must do something. It must function. And therefore, over here, that's what Taisus means. He says over here, it's not Shai Chatzitza, because it's not in his hand. It's not a question of his hand doing it. It's a question of the facilitator doing it. So therefore, that kind of extension is the very Machlekes. Where I have a tool, I use a tool that facilitates the lakicha. Do I say that lacks in the lakicha of the gavra? That's Taisus' final formula. So Taisus says that fits in perfectly with the case of the Azov, because over there too, the pelach is a functional extension of the gavra. And if it's good in avoda, so it's certainly good over here, which is chulin, where the Torah introduced the idea of lakicha tama. And lakicha tama meaning that it can't just be an ordinary lakicha, but it's got to be a full-fledged lakicha on the part of the gavra. That's Taisus' answer. Fits in very nicely. Okay? Now, all right, so Taisus says like this. What does Taisus say at the end? He says, V'lulav shehotzi b'kli d'sof pirkin lo b'sheochez b'dofnei akli. Doesn't mean he's holding on to the walls of the kli. Elameniach yado tachas shulov. Osha oches beves yad shel kli. This is very good. That it doesn't mean that he takes the kli around, because that would definitely not be good. Because then it's not facilitated. Then the kli is a masik between him and the lulav. What it means is he takes the kli from the bottom so the kli functions to hold it properly. then it's an extension as a facilitator. Then that's where we say that the kli is l'kicha yidei devracha shmo l'kicha. Okay? I think we hit the bottom line of this thesis. It seems to fit. It seems all to fit in. All right. Now the question would be a practical question, the old question of if you have a lulav in a plastic bag, whether it's the plastic bag, I mean that you have, the clear plastic, or whether it's one of these zippered bags. But let's say you pick up the dalab minim in a plastic bag. Would you be yotze or would you not be yotze? So what's the answer? The answer is very simple, according to Tysus. Tysus pushed the abaya. Depends how you pick it up. If you pick up the lulav, then the bag is, you grab it, you grab the lulav, but the bag intervenes, so it's a chotzeitz, because it's not a facilitator. But if you pick it up by this, if you pick it up in a way that the bag functions in the act of lakicha, then it'll be lakicha yidei devracha shmo lakicha. Okay, so it comes out like this, that you don't have to carry your lulav upside down, or be machaven shlo lotzeis, according to Tosfos. If you just grab the whole thing, grab the lulav around, grab the shiner around, and the bag is simply an intervening element, then it's definitely a chatzitz. But if you pick it up from the corner or from the top so that the bag facilitates the maisa, then you're going to have a problem, and it'll be l'kichoy de d'vrachash mo l'kichoy. So you have to mecham shlo latzos. Okay, guys? It worked out well?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a tough thesis. I start, maybe I'll go back and see what the Maram tried to do, but he looked at me, I saw he's changing the case. I just didn't go any further. But it comes out and it fits in beautifully. Fits in very well. Tough thesis, but beautiful concept, the way he moves. The sharp thing was that first maneuver where he showed that how you mafkia the problem of chatzitza is going to reflect on how you learn the machlekes of l'kicha tama. It's a beautiful, that's a very sharp point. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Those holders that they put the hadas and the arava that are made of the same min, you know, those fingers, Chinese torches. Right?
That's right.
What's the story with those?
So there you'd say, min b'min ein chatzitz. Shouldn't be a problem. It won't be a problem of chatzitza. The only reason we don't use them is because from Chazal it would appear that to make an aguda you need a real nut. You need a real kesher. And that's not really a kesher. So it's going to lack an aguda. So, what?
You put a knot around that?
If you put a knot around that, would be fine. Yeah, if you tie that up. If you tie it up. Yeah, if you tie it up, it'll be fine. I'll tell you why. Because min b'mina in a chotzeitz, and it's not a question of baltesis. If you tie that thing up, it would be good. You're right. If you tie the whole knot around that whole thing, it'd be fine. Do you want to use that? What's that? No, you don't. If you make, he's saying if you take the lulav and tie it around that whole thing, take the lulav and tie around the knot. One big knot around the whole group of things over there. So that thing isn't really functioning too much. I mean, it's not really, but it's low mile of low mile. I mean, it's not. What's that?
If there were no knot, it
would function on its own. No, I mean, if you're going to say that it's fine, yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the knot, if you're going to say they require in order to be considered a real aguda, you require a knot, like it seems from Chazal, so you have the knot. So what do you have? You have the knot, and you have this thing intervening, and this thing is lo ma'alav alabar. It's min b'min in a chotzer, it's no problem.
I mean, the knot doesn't have to be a functioning knot?
Yeah, the knot will function, I assume. You tie the knot around that thing. The only thing that thing does is nothing. You're still tying it all together with a knot. I don't care. So what? I mean, it wouldn't work. It's not a matter of work. It wouldn't work because it wouldn't be considered an aguda. It wouldn't be considered an aguda because it's not tied.
Maybe you
can
tie it together
without the basket.
Then everyone would agree that's also okay.
Without the basket,
we think. Wouldn't be quite at all, right? Doesn't the Rambam
The Rambam says problem with the basket? Where? I'm not familiar. I don't know. I don't know if he has such things. I'm not familiar if he has such things. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I have a Rambam mentioned it. Why should it be a problem? This thing is like Malva Merit. I mean, apparently Chazal didn't do it that way. Chazal apparently tied them all together. Like, you know, like we do. Just tie it around and make two knots and that's it. But I wouldn't say it's possible that if he did the other way. You want to say it's more he did that way? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I would say it's not more Hidur, because the Hidur is in terms of the way we explain the Hidur, it's not the beauty of the thing. It's a Hidur in terms of the Lakicha. So I would say anything that facilitates the Lakicha better, that's the kind of Hidur it is. It's not just the Hidur, it looks nice.
The thing is, Rabbi, the leaves, the thing does protect the leaves when you hold it.
I see what you're saying. I mean, so it might be advisable.
Yeah, otherwise you could rip off the leaves.
It is true. The leaves do get ripped off from the bottom, and it's true. That's a good point. But then again, right? But then again, with that thing also, I mean, you got to see. You got to see. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe that protects the leaves. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's better that way. Yeah, I mean, it could be right. It's a practical question. Yeah. But the knot has to function. It can't just be a little knot. I mean, it can't just be a knot. It looks like a knot. It's got to function. You got to tie it tight. You got to tie it tight.
He's saying since the hod doesn't be arava, extend past the basket, so tie it at the top of the arava and the hod doesn't. That would hold the arava and the hod doesn't together with the lula, even though it's tied above the basket, not on the basket.
Can you tie it on the basket because it's...
Tie on the basket too? But I think the main thing is we answer the problem of picking up the lulav. That Tyson's answers. If you pick it up directly, with your hand surrounding the whole entity, grabbing onto the thing, then it's not. Then you can't be Yitzchak, because it's a chutzis.
That's according to
Tosis,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's right. I mean, I'm trying to think who would hold differently. I mean, how could you hold differently? I mean, l'kichol yedei davrach shmo l'kichol. I mean, you could learn. I mean, with the way Taisus learned this again.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. It's going to Taisus.
You just have dots, right?
I mean, anyways, why? Well, I mean, somebody may disagree with Taisus. Could be. I mean, it could be, but at least, I mean, you have enough. I'd say if you have negative dots and you do it this way, certainly the luckily covered the bases. You're right. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have negative dots, but according to Taisus, clearly, that would be a chotzetz. But you got down to. I always want to get down to the bottom of that problem. I never really. I think I heard the Rav one time said that Chaim held it's not good because l'kicha de davracha. I think I have to check my notes. I may have that. But it would seem. But according to Taisvis, it depends how you pick it up. If you pick it up on the edges of the plastic, that ain't a chanami. But if you pick it up by grabbing it, it won't, because it's not facilitating anything. It's only a mafsik. It's a beautiful thesis. Just, he just really, amazing what he does with a few lines of Gemara. It's amazing.
Rabbi, the Esrog as well, you'd have to do a similar way?
The Esrog? Oh, that's a good question. With the Esrog with the box.
Right.
So the good. So the Esrog with the box would be like this. If you pick, that's what he says. If you pick up the bottom from the bottom of the box, it'll be like Kichol Dei Devracha. But if you just grab it, where the box is just an intervening thing, it depends how you hold it.
Rabbi, even if you held it from the bottom, though, does that really make it any easier to hold the Esrog?
Well, it's facilitating the Lakicha, because you're picking up the box, and the box is picking up the thing. Then it's functioning. In other words, that's what they say, either on the bottom, or if you have a base yad, or you have a little handle on the box. You see, he's right. It depends on how you pick that box up. That's right, because now that's what a kli does. If I want to pick up a bowl of fruit, so what does the bowl do? The bowl facilitates picking up the fruit. I just pick up the bottom of the bowl, and all the fruit goes with it. But if you had your hands, if you had a banana, for instance, an apple inside a bowl, and you grabbed it in a way that, well, the bowl's a little bit hard, I mean, because it's always going to be a facilitator. But if it was a small thing and you didn't need the thing, you just grab your hand is around, surrounding it anyways, then it's just a mafsik and a chotetz. Teshuvah at the bottom is no good. Because the bottom, either the bottom or the bottom is a facilitator. Because it's helping you, it's minimizing your effort. It's helping you, that's what a kli does. A kli minimizes your effort. And it's every kli is like that. So if you just pick up the bottom of the kli, so the kli picks up the rest. But if your hand is around the whole thing, anyways, then it's just a mafsek. That's what Teshuvah is. That's the whole Teshuvah depends on that. Does it function as a facilitator, as a tool? That's Teshuvah. That's the whole Teshuvah. That's why it's machalic between if you pick it up with your hands around it, so you don't need it. If your hands are around the kli, you don't need the kli. So it's just a mafsek. But if you just pick up the edge of the kli, so the kli does the work. So now it's an extension. That's the whole difference there. Is the kli functioning or not? That's what it's all telling you in Teshuvah. All right? Okay, Rabbi Say. All right. Start the thesis. Kiechid lo lehavi chatzizo.
Rabbi, do you want to do the Gemara of Nendamino first?
Which Gemara is that? Okay. Go ahead.
Amarava?
Yeah.
Well, what is Inish Vulva Behoshana? Dilma Natri Tarpe. Babi Chatzitza. The Rashi?
Yeah.
You shouldn't force the lulav in. Dilmanatri tarfi halulav meshir ale ahadas yaharava mishtairim by agar bechutzim bein min lamin behinin agudim yachad lias lekicha achas. So you're gonna knock off the leaves of the hadas with aravos, and then those leaves are gonna be chutzets in the agar.
It's mashma from here that they had some kind of a
older.
Sounds like that. I mean, something. I mean, some kind of a more than just knots. I mean, because otherwise, how would it happen?
Right. Why not? They would tie them together and then stick the lulav in.
They would tie them together.
And then I guess it just makes it tighter to stick the lulav in afterwards.
You would hold the hadas and the lulav together.
And then
we'd
be able to get the
lulav. Exactly.
Well, it was tight enough to hold it. No, you push it. That's what I'm saying. Don't do that.
It was tight enough to hold them together. There was no room for the lulav. If it wasn't tight enough, then they would just fall out.
You lay it down on the table. You sting it in. It's going to break. It's going to break the leaf. It means you're forcing it in.
You tie the two together. And then stick the lulav in, push the lulav in. Because what will happen is, I guess so. Okay, good. It's hard to know. But anyway, good. So Rashi says, Rashi, lulav meshir ole ahadas, v'arava umishtairin. But I got, I mean, it seems like it was some kind of an aguda. It wasn't just a knot. I mean, it was some kind of a little bit more elaborate than just, because if it's just the way we do it, just like tie it together, but there's no, then it would seem that the leaves would not get caught there. I mean, they would, I don't know. It seems to me, it sounds like it's more, a little more elaborate. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, you can make that deal from the Gemara before when they say you shouldn't grab it by the agate. Because if the agate is really small, like we have, it probably wouldn't be a problem.
So, yeah, it sounds like it was a somewhat elaborate type of thing. That's what it sounds like. And you're right. Okay, anyway, so what's Mara saying?
So, Rava Omar, Mibimino, Eno Chodze.
Yeah, what was your Raya, Maxime? From where?
From the Gemara before.
Yeah, where it says.
You shouldn't grab it by the agate. Because if you say the agate is as small as we have it, I mean, it's hard to
see. Right.
Yeah, but Rabbi, doesn't Tosafot say that in such a, when you grab by the agat, then half it's miktsasa that you are touching the lulav?
Yeah, but he's right, because it says, ki gadliso shina de beresh galusa shairi be beis yad, ki echid lo tahavi chatzitza. So he's saying, I mean, the way we do it, there's no, you wouldn't have this problem altogether. It sounds like it was more elaborate. You're right, Maxime's right. Because it was just a thin thing tied, so why would it be a chotzetz? It sounds like, he says, it sounds like it was an elaborate kind of a thing. Somewhat elaborate. It wasn't just a knot. That's what it sounds like. You're right, because he says leave over. He says leave over a space to grab it. It's mashma that it was somewhat more elaborate than just a tie. That's what's mashma.
Sounds like they're describing the holders they use now.
I don't know about that. I don't think so, because it doesn't sound like that's just a fixed holder. It sounds like they made the holder. That's what it sounds like, because he told them. He says, ki the lahani de megadli oshana ov de halulavim. You see, it sounds like they made it at the time. They made it. They tied it all together in little, some kind of an elaborate kind of a tie. It definitely wasn't a fixed thing like we have. That you don't need megadli oshana for. It sounds like they actually tied it together. In a woven type of a thing. That's what it sounds like. But anyways, go ahead. I mean, that's the Lashon Gemara is mashma like that. And same thing over here. Besocha eged. It'll remain inside that woven thing. It sounds like it was a substance to it. It wasn't just a thin thing tied around. Because otherwise, why would it be chotzeitz? Where's the chatzitza? Well, you mean one leaf may fall in there? I mean, that doesn't sound right. It sounds like it's some kind of an elaborate thing. But it was made, but definitely the Gemara says it had knots on it. It was tied. Yeah, I don't know. It's not noticed, but it does sound like more elaborate than just a tie. Anyways, go ahead.
The Rava Amar Min Bemino in a chotzitz.
Nimbamina in a chatzitz, okay. So that's Rabbi's halacha. Nimbamina in a chatzitz, and there's no problem. Yeah, what's the question of nimbamina chatzitz and nimbamina in a chatzitz remains somewhat obscure, what the whole question is. I mean, that's this tesis over here. I really don't know the tesis. I'm hoping maybe if we learn the tesis, we can get an opening. To what it means. But anyways, let's see. Let's try. I mean, it's a try. Go ahead. Yep. Yeah, whether that's the case, the Ogdel 11.
Right.
Megadli Hashana, he says, leave a space that shouldn't be a chatzitza.
Right.
Yeah. So, Kiechid Lahav a chatzitza. So Rava says, the Kesava Rabba, Nimbamina Chotzet.
How does he know it's Bemina?
What's that?
How does he know it's Bemina?
Well, apparently they tied it with the lulav.
This is according to the Shita, not Rabbi Yehuda, so you could really tie it with anything.
Yeah, but it's a case, isn't it? The Megadli Hashan, apparently they...
That's what they
use. Apparently that's what they use. The Mashiach says you can't prove me for another reason, because Kolam Osa, right? So he says he's going on the Gemara later. He's going on the Gemara later. Over here we say, once I don't know, Kol HaNosa. What's that? No, Rabbi doesn't hold that way. He wants to say, Masha, hold on a second. Masha says something. He says he can't prove it from there for a different reason. He says, oh, he says what he says. He says, maybe it's speaking where it was Agdar Shlob Amina.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's a raya. I don't know. Of course, it's speaking about the Megadli Hashana. But anyway, what's the difference? It doesn't make a difference. God. Ksav Rabba Ninda Mina Chatzetz.
Right.
All right.
Inami Mishun de Misafkale. Misupak whether Ninda Mina is Chatzetz or not. Right?
Yep.
It's funny because on the next Amud it seems clear that he holds Mimino Chatzetz.
Yeah, it's interesting why Taisus.
Going to all these other Gemaras.
My thesis enters the possibility here. Safkaway. Go ahead. To the Mukhberg Bema.
Right,
so that's a Gemara. It's a complicated Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam has his own shot there.
Right.
It's a question we say, Achoso, Achzoso. But anyways. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say?
Rabbeinu Tam, I knew Nekeva Shinolda Imo.
So it means that there was, in the birth, there was a sister.
Right.
So the question is, what is this, the Rechem's Mekadesh?
Right. Is the sister like a Chotzeit?
Is the sister a Chotzeit?
So you see, there's a Safek, whether men b'mino Chotzeit or not.
Right, go ahead.
Right, and I think the Rabbanan held that there is a Bechar. The Rabbanan, Lema Kesavri, Miktas Recham Mekadesh. The Ikule Recham Mekadesh, Nei, the Yashel Etzam, Tzem, Atitza Miyayika. So even if you could say one of them came out first, but still it should be a Chatzitza, of the
Kulei Recha,
between it and the
Kulei
Recha.
Right. So what
does
he want to say?
You can't prove it. You could really say you need Kulei Recha, but in that case, since it was Min B'mino, it's not a Chotzitz. The other animal isn't a Chotzitz.
Right, so you have a case over here, so you have a clear case that Min B'mino ain't a Chotzitz.
How are you telling me it's a
Safek? Yeah, and that's a Mishnah.
Right.
So what is this? It's a Stira.
Right.
So what is the, how does he answer it? What? Go ahead.
So therefore, the other half of it is when you have Mitzas, which doesn't have a Chatzitza, then if the other half is Min B'mino, then that will be okay. But if it's fully Min B'mino, all around the whole thing, that's what he's saying is a Safek.
Funny halacha.
Yep.
And Min B'mino Chotzeitz, when it's fully covered. But if you have Mixas Arechem, so even though I hold Mixas Arechem is not a Mekadesh, I need the whole Rechem, but part of it that's not in contact with it is in contact with the Min B'mino, with Mino. So then I say it's fine. What a formula.
Rebbe, isn't Min B'mino over there by Mixas Rechem? I mean, isn't that a malogus?
What do you mean? No, it's definitely Min B'mino because it's animals.
No, but what I mean is whether that's going to help you or not.
No, the Gemara says no machlokes. The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, even though they hold it's only one of them, that's the question of Efshel Etzam Tzem
Yefshel.
That's right.
But he agrees Min B'mino is Eino Chotzeitz.
Yes.
Oh, so that Gemara concludes, okay.
That Gemara concludes that Min B'mino is Eino Chotzeitz. Otherwise, one of them would not be Kaddish. So the question is, so why is one of them? Because the Taisa says, when the Gemara is saying over there, Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz, what it means is not that what. So the plain shot, that Gemara says, Gemara conclusively shows you Min B'mino Eino Chotzeitz. But if that's the case, it's going to be a problem with Rabba. So Taisus wants to answer. Over there, Rabba will agree that Min B'mino Chotzeitz. Why? Because you have Miktas HaRechem together with Min B'mino. What kind of a combination is that? I don't know. But Min B'mino and Miktas HaRechem, then if you have Miktas HaRechem, then Min B'mino is okay. But if you have what? If you have no Rechem and just Taisus, that's Taisus' assumption, if it will be completely covered, then it definitely, according to Rabbi, would at least be a suffix. Would at least be a suffix. Interesting machlekes, the yesh l'tzamtzem, yesh l'tzamtzem, al machlekes. Question is whether you could have two bechoras. Yeah. It sounds like you'd say over there when tell them Malach Hasharis. But anyways, that's a separate problem. But anyways, okay. So what does he say? But now he's gonna have a problem over here too.
Right.
Go
ahead.
Right. So you know, so that's the exact case. You have an exact stira.
Why is it mitzasa below chatzitza?
Yeah, because because his hand is on the his hand is on half of it. So he says shari be base yad ki echad lo have chatzitza. So the implication is you have to leave over enough space that his whole yad should come in contact with the minim and it shouldn't be a chatzitza.
Yes. What does that show?
So it shows you that mixtasa is no good.
Because he's demanding that you leave a handle for the whole thing?
Sounds like that, yeah.
But still.
And also, what about the other case? The case of the case later, where you're afraid of the leaves. Isn't that also only mitzasa?
That will only be mitzasa, I guess.
Yep.
So he says no. So that seems to be a stira between his rule, which he's setting down here by Leda.
Right. That's an open stira. Now you have two cases identical.
Right. He says no. Dilma Leda shiny. There are chayu shelti umenbach.
So if it's a chayu shel tumbach, it shouldn't be a chatzis altogether.
Then you don't need the whole formula.
You don't need the whole formula. Oh, boy. I mean, what it sounds like from Tesis, I don't know the full formula here, the full answer, but what it sounds like from Tesis is that there's a different idea, and he has a different idea in Chatzitza altogether. It sounds like he's saying that Chatzitza is not a question of contact. It's a question of, it's a question, not a question of contact. It's a question of function. In other words, that if I say chatzitza, what I'm saying is that somehow or other in other words, let's say for instance a person is tova when they have a chatzitza. So according to Tesis, it sounds like it's not the pshat that there was no contact between the water and the flesh. That's not the problem. The problem is that since there was a chatzitza, so the maisa tefila is not valid. It lacks in the maisa tefila. Somehow or other, it's ma'akev the kiyum tefila. It's not a question of contact. Do you ever have a raya for that? Because the halacha is midaraisa, if you have rov, you need, in order to be a chatzitza, you need rov. If you don't have rov, so then there's no chatzitza. If it's miyot, there's no chatzitza. So, but the halacha by tefillah really is that tefillah must be complete. Even miyuto is no good. So why is it miyuto or why is it miyuto is okay midaraisa? Because no halacha, if one hair is above the water, it's no tefillah. So apparently, according to Tosfos, it's not that part which has the chatzitza is not considered as coming in contact with the water. It's if there is chatzitza, it lacks in the mice of tefillah. The chatzitza somehow or other is ma'akev in the mice of tefillah. The mice of tefillah is lacking now because there was a chatzitza. So if it's only miyuto, so it doesn't lack in the mice of tefillah. That's what it sounds like Tosfos is saying. It sounds like, in other words, the concept of chatzitza is not a halacha wherever you need contact. So the chatzitza stands in the way. But the chatzitza stands in the way of the process. It's a ma'akev in the process. In other words, like over here, the derechem has to be mekadesh. So if there's a chatzitza on the vlad, it doesn't mean there's no contact between the vlad and the rechem. It means the rechem can't be mekadesh the vlad because the process of leda is somehow or other it's lacking in the vlad is lacking in terms of being a recipient of the process of leda. Because it has a chatzitza. You can't say that the process of Leda related to the Vlad, because there was something on the Vlad. In other words, wherever you need a chalos, that the Vlad, for instance, the Vlad was, the Rechem was Mekadesh to Vlad, so it's Mekadesh to Leda. If there is a chatzitza, the Leda is not considered as being related or cannot effectuate a chalos in the vlad. And that's the way Tosfos seems to be learning. It seems to be that it's, you see, that would explain, you see, that's why Darko Bakach helps. And that's the way Tosfos is going. I gotta think about this thing. Yeah. It's a tough Tosfos.
But unlike by Tevila, by the Leda, so only a partial chatzitza, it's having partial contact is good enough.
Partial's enough.
Yeah? Right.
But he's not saying that either, because he's saying that partial, that really you need the whole rechem in the Mekadesh. But in this case, the min b'mino, even though min b'mino ordinarily is a ma'akev, is a chotetz. Even though min b'mino ordinarily is a chotetz. But in this case, it won't be a chotetz. Because that's the derech leda when you have tumah. That's the derech leda. But to see if he's relying, it's interesting. The Gemara is quoting the Gemara in Chulin over there is another case of Shilya. So the Gemara says maybe Shilya is a chotzeitz. So the Gemara says the Shilya of the Vlad is certainly not a chotzeitz because it's Darko Bakach. So you see where it's Darko Bakach, it's not a chotzeitz.
So is he abandoning the
Mikzas
thing?
Who,
Tosfos? Yeah.
What do you mean abandoning?
Because he gave this whole formula and then he just says Darko Bakach. I mean, like, did the question of Lulav make him give up that other Svara and now he's going to Darko Bakach, or he's still...
No, because the Gemara said it in Min B'mino. Well, you need both.
Well, you need Mikzas, which doesn't have a Chatzitza, and then the other Mikzas...
Well, you need the whole rechem. So you got to say over there, you need the whole rechem, and you have miksa, and miksa is missing because of the chatzitza. So there we say, min b'mino ein achotzeitz, if it's dark o b'kach.
But if it's actually chotzeitz on the whole thing,
then it would not be a dark o b'kach.
Right.
But it seems so.
Sounds like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds clear like that. That's the formula. I don't know what kind of formula. And the formula is... Right, anybody have any ideas? I mean, it's a tough... it's a tough combination.
Yeah, well, they're distinct questions. I mean, the first question is the Peter Rechem question, right?
Yeah.
Whether Mixas would be...
Right, that's it. But so the Gemara decides Mixas is no good. You need the whole Rechem. But now you have twins in the Rechem. So now, why isn't... So you only have Mixas and Rechem. So the Gemara says, no, you need the whole Rechem. Where's the whole Rechem? You have the other twin is going to be Chotzeit. The answer is, it's a Min B'mino. So Tesis is saying that Gemara is very exact. That the Gemara is not just saying Min B'mino and Chotzeit, period. The Gemara is saying, even according to Rabba, Min B'mino is Chotzeit ordinarily. But in this case, where you have Mixas or Rechem and a Min B'mino combination, somehow or other, that's okay. How does that, what kind of a svara is that? What kind of a combination is that? That's the problem there. What kind of a combination is that? But that's really the whole thesis revolves around, I mean, the essence of the thesis revolves around this idea. And then he wants to say, though, here it's not analogous. You can't say, but Lulav wouldn't help you. Min B'mino and Mixas. Excuse me, sir.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Can we get a possibility?
Go ahead.
If the whole thing is wrapped up in the sister, so that means that now you can't even point to the Bechor, so to speak, meaning the object lacks in being identified as part of the process of Leda. So that's the first question was, is there Mixas Recha, meaning was this object even identified as part of the process? But then you have the question of Chatzitza. Chatzitza is a different question, because Chatzitza is a question of whether or not the process was impeded. Once this object was a part of the process of Leda, you could still say that the process was impeded on it because of the Chatzitza. But if it's Mimbamino, so Mimbamino doesn't mean that, and Mimbamino just means that when we say it's Eino Chotze, it means, insofar as the process of Leda is concerned, it didn't impede on the process.
So why do you need both? How does both work out over here?
Because they're two different questions. One's a question of the identity. Was this object part of the process? That's like a qualitative question. Was it part of the process of Leda? The next one is more of a quantitative type of question. Do you say that the process was impeded on the chafza?
So if you need the full rechem and miktsaso, and you only have miktsaso.
So you still say you have rechem insofar as the object is fully a part of the process.
So why?
Because meaning it's identified as part of the process. Now the question of chatzitza is going to be, was the process impeded?
Okay, so what's the formula of min b'mino eino chotzeitz plus darko b'kach?
Oh, because darko b'kach tells you that the process wasn't impeded.
Okay, so then why do you say min b'mino eino chotzeitz? Why don't you just say darko b'kach?
Oh, because if you held min b'mino as a chotzeitz, darko b'kach wouldn't help you.
Why not?
Oh, because that's going to be an objective, a universal phenomenon that you can't have min b'mino not being a chotzeitz. But min b'mino will by definition impede the process. Darko b'kach won't help you.
The approach is good. See, the interesting thing in Tesis conceptually is, and this I think Tesis is right, that our concept of chatzitza is more of a primitive concept of chatzitza. The chatzitza is a contact, is a question of contact. You see, there's no contact between the two things. That Tesis rejects. Chatzitza is not a problem in the sphere of contact between two objects, but it's a problem in terms of the functional relationship between two entities. In other words, the function of the leda is a mekadesh. The leda, the rechem, is a mekadesh. The problem is that when you have a chatzitza, there's no relationship between the function of the rechem and the vlad. It's not a contact thing. It's a functional problem. It's a functional makev. It means to say, now you have a vlad that was no lalalidei harechem, and the rechem is mekadesh, but if the vlad is wrapped up in something, so then the function of the rechem is vis-a-vis the vlad is unrelated. It's unrelated. It's a functional concept. It's a functional concept. That would be the same thing by mikvah also. It's a functional concept. Now the thing is, so what is the formula? Go ahead.
I just want to clarify by functional. The use of by functional, let's take the case of the mikvah.
Right.
Are you saying that the character of the action is not one that you can say that the woman was immersed because there was something else there, so you can't talk about the character of the action being one of immersion?
That's right.
The ice is lacking because the character is lacking because of the functional aspect?
Well, I'm not even about a character, but there's two ways. No, she has something on her skin.
Right.
So there's two ways to interpret. One way to interpret it is it comes out. There was no mayim on that spot.
Right.
That spot is as if it's outside of the mayim.
Right. That we're not saying.
That's a contact concept.
Right. Forget that.
Forget that. We're saying that that tefillah is a functional phenomenon. It's the function of tefillah that's a matayer. So we're saying that if there's a chatzitza, there's no relationship between the function of tefillah and the gavra, that's tovel.
Yeah, okay, that's what we're saying.
It's an abstract idea. It's a very abstract formulation. But I think it's clear that Tesis is going in that's what Tesis is saying. So Darko Bekach helps you. Just give me one second. So what he's saying is, two problems with him. Really explain our original question, because we asked the question originally that what's the place for chatzitza here, and it could be this is part of Tesis, that why should it be a question of chatzitza altogether, because it's just a question of lekicha. But according to Tesis, because it's a key in the tila. So what do I care if there's a chatzitza? But there was hagbah, anyways. But according to Tesis, if there's a davar chotzeitz, wherever you have a function and there's a davar chotzeitz, it means it breaks the relationship between the function and between the chefza. So it wouldn't matter. Chatzitza, according to Tesis, is just as natural by hagbah as it would be by tefillah. Because chatzitza means that if the thing is wrapped up, there's a dava chotzeitz, so then the function, you can't relate the function to it. So the function of the tila cannot be related to the lulav, because there's a dava chotzeitz. But what is this formula? He has a formula here of two things.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
You keep saying the function doesn't relate to it. Why doesn't it relate to it? Because it's not relating to it in full? Or because that's not the way it's normally done? I mean, in what way is it lacking? Or the case of chatzitza by a woman. In what way is the function of her being immersed lacking? The maisa.
I would say because you can't say that the function is directed towards the thing. Because it's directed, there's something else there. There's something else there. Just a second, just a second. Taisa seems to be saying is that when you have twins, twins is a normal phenomenon. So when you have twins, you can't consider one twin to be a chotzeitz in the process of later, in the function of later. Because that's the normal way. Just give me a second. Listen to the key story. What do you want to say? Who was speaking about? Ruben. Ruben.
Yeah,
yeah, what do you want to say? Let me. What was your approach? What do you want to say?
Oh, that the two issues. One is the mixas, and the other one is the chatitza. The mixas is an issue of whether or not you can identify the object as part of the process.
Right, okay.
And then chatitza is a question of once it's in the process, do you say that the process was impeded on it?
So what do we say about it? So what does mimimino help?
Mimimino in a chotzeitz tells you that here the process is not impeded. We don't view the chatitza as impeding on the process.
But you're saying that it will be impossible, basically Tasis is saying it will be impossible to say, in this case, that mimimino is a chotzeitz. I mean, that's what Tasis is saying. Even according to Rabbah. So what's the svar? So according to you, what's the svar of mindamino in a chatzitz? I mean, let's understand why. Why should I say mindamina in a chotzeitz?
Well, if you say it's because of darko b'kach, aren't you just saying that's because that's the definition?
Well, no, but it's not because darko b'kach. Because you see, by lulav, for instance, you're saying if the leaves fall down there, it'll be okay. It's not darko b'kach. Why? Because mindamina in a chotzeitz.
According to
Rabbah,
you
mean? Yeah. Apparently, Tasha is saying that Rabbah had a big doubt about that. That was a suffix. He was mesupic about it. So apparently it's a milsa, it's clearly a milsa de svara, the question of min de mina chatzitz, and that's purely a milsa de svara. It's interesting. It's just pure svara. It's not a, it sounds like it's a halacha mash mishina, min de mina chatzitz. But you see, that's not the case.
How do you see that?
Why? Because you see, because Rabbah, that's a taste, that's the whole taste. This is really showing you that one thing. That it's a milsa de svara. That this whole thing of min b'mina chotzeitz or not chotzeitz is purely a milsa de svara. It's not a lachol mash mesina. It's not an axiom. It's not a masorah. Because Rabbah was mesupik about it. And he wasn't mesupik in the case of the Rechem. Because over there is a difference. I mean, what Mendy was saying before is it could. Mendy, what you're saying, you asked the question. What were your two sides? One side was very good. What was two sides? One side was. You had two possibilities.
Right.
What were the limited to?
Well, I mean, I like what you. I was trying to explain what you were saying, but I just wasn't doing in terms of functionality.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. Chotzeitz and not chotzeitz is not a question of contact.
Right.
Well, what does it mean when it's chotzeitz? It means chotzeitz we always talk about when we talk about with respect to an activity. When there's an activity is lacking because of the chatzitza, right?
Right.
So what does chatzitza do?
Right.
Chatzitza is telling you that the character of the activity is lacking. That's the character is not a maisa tefillah. That it's not a question of a zachar being poter rechamimo. That's not the activity.
Or
the other side. The other side. Yeah.
No, the other side is very good. The other side is because it's not exclusively related to this thing anymore.
Yeah, but that is not a contact thing?
Yeah, it could be. I don't care why. You see, that's okay. You see, it's not, in other words, contact plays a role.
Right.
But the contact is translated into a different framework of the function of the tefillah. In other words, the tefillah must verachas b'sarvan shaloye davar chotzeitz bein olavein amayim, which means that if there's a davar chotzeitz, so then the tefillah can't be related exclusively to the person anymore, because it's related to something else as well, included, which is a part of the person. See, that's a very good svar. That's a very good story. Even though it's a contact phenomenon, but the problem is translated into a different sphere of function. Because now and the same thing over here by the Rechem, that the Rechem is Mekadesh. But if there's something else over there, so now it's not an it can't be Mekadesh because there's something else involved and it's not exclusively related to the Leda. It's not exclusively related to the Vlad anymore. You see. So that would explain, for instance, why the Shulya is not. The Shulya, you can't say, the Gemara says, you can't say that the Shulya is a Chotzeitz. Because Darkar, that the Gemara says in Chulin. You can't say the Shulya is a Chotzeitz because that's an open Gemara. Gemara says, B'Shulyaso Mahu, B'Shulyaso Urcheu, Urcheu. So what does that mean? That means you can't say that the process is that the Leda is unrelated to the Vlad because of its Shilya. I mean, that's okay. So you see over there that it's not a contact thing. It's a contact thing. So what do I care if it's a Shilya? What do I care if it's okay? You see, so that's why you see, I mean, Tesis is right, that the whole problem of Chatzitza is not like you think about it at first. Your intuition is that it's a thing of contact. But you see from the sugya, that's not the case. It means the function can't be exclusively related to it anymore. But if that's the natural process, so you can't say the function is unrelated. That's crazy. It's intrinsic. That's the function. That's the nature of the function. So Taisis is saying over here, I mean, I could describe it, but I can't see that. I'm looking for the underlying concept. What Taisa is saying over here is when you have a Leda of Te'umim, so there, because it's a, because of the two facts, namely that that's the derech for the rechem vis-a-vis leda, when there are ta'umim, that's it's functioning in its normal way vis-a-vis the leda of the ta'umim, and since it's min b'mino when it's with a normal function, then I say that the function of the rechem is the leda is related to the vlad. It's a whole picture. What Taisa is saying is it's a whole picture. It's not a technical question of chatzitza. See, chatzitza is not a, can't be defined, according to Taisa, as a technical problem of contact. That you can't say. It's the whole picture. It's a picture of, is the leda now, can I say that the function of the leda is related exclusively to this vlad to be mekadesh. So over here, the fact that it's min b'mino and the fact that it's miktsas arechem renders it exclusive, gives it exclusivity. That's what Taisa is saying, but I can't see what the combination is. Reuven, are you saying something different?
No.
I think you're saying along the same lines.
Yeah.
But the I still was missing the Makaba Patish over here. I mean,
you say exclusivity. You give a tlah for, because you don't know which one it is, right?
Right.
So exclusive, but it's not really exclusive.
Well, we don't know which one, but one of them is exclusive. We don't know. But the question is, why over there he ordinarily says min b'mino is a chotzeh.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just clarify, you said, like, how about by mikvah, where you see that it's only amir isn't the problem?
Right.
Right, so then how is it exclusive if you have some chatzitza, which is amir?
Because we say, vis-a-vis tefillah, that I think is Allah HaMash Mishnah, that's brought down, that only Rove is makif, but there's no problem. That's simply a shear. I mean, that's halacha. That's halacha that we know. That's a mesorah.
But that makes it exclusively relating to.
Yeah, that means that the process that's exclusive enough for the process.
An exclusive lends itself to shear.
Yeah, because it's a functional relationship. The Torah is saying the Torah could have said it could have been completely. The Torah would have. And if the Torah didn't say that, so that would be enough. Even though there's something else involved, as long as the function of the tefillah was there, it was a function. There was a function of tefillah. That's Natar. But you see, the Torah says no. That the function, the fact that there was a tefillah, is not enough. It must be an exclusive tefillah, certain kind of tefillah, exclusive tefillah. If there's something else involved, then it lacks an exclusivity. And that is a slur.
Rabbi?
Yeah. Excuse me a second. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why do you need min b'mino in a chotitz and dark obakach?
That's my problem. Let's say we'd say min b'mino in a chatzitz. I mean, so what is has it? Why should it be min b'mino in a chatzitz? the vlad, there is no chatzitz.
Well, based upon your sfar, what you're saying is that if you mean b'mina and chatzitz, you're saying the exclusivity of the function is not diminished if it's the same min. That's what you're saying.
Right. It's an interesting thing in Mimbamino. I mean, you could ask a simple question. Let's say, for instance, you have the fallen off leaves.
What?
The fallen off leaves.
Right.
So those leaves, you say it's Mimbamino. Yeah, fine, but insofar as the mitzvah is concerned, it's not Mino. It's nothing.
Yeah, right.
It's simply a dead leaf. I mean, it's not any closer to an arava than a leaf of a tree. The fact that it's Mino is lomayla v'lomored with regard to the kiyum mitzvasa. I mean, you could have the same min and you stick the leaves back on. It's just as bad as taking a maple tree. I mean, there's no difference. So, insofar as the hechsher mitzvah is concerned, the fact that it's Mino doesn't bring you any closer. So, it's a different concept. The concept was easier from the standpoint of the Chefza. You can't say that there's something extraneous.
Yeah, but even in the Chefza, that in mitzvah it is extraneous.
No, but mitzvah, I would say, is the ma'isa l'kicha. So the ma'isa netila, insofar as the ma'isa netila is concerned, from the standpoint of the ma'isa netila, the function, which is the function of mitzvah, there I would say that it's completely alien. Because in terms of the ki mitzvah, so those leaves have no value. So from the standpoint of the ma'isa netila, I would say the fact that it's mino doesn't help you at all. But from the standpoint of the Chefza, the Dovah HaNital, that Dovah HaNital has a certain kind of a min. So from the standpoint of the Chefza per se, those leaves are not considered an alien element. From the standpoint of Mitzvah's Netila, it's completely alien. But it's simply from the standpoint of the Chefza per se, it's not considered an alien entity.
In terms of the Chefza as a generic Chefza.
As a Chefza. As a Chefza.
Not as a
halachic Chefza.
Yeah, so why do you choose that?
You're right. You're right. I'm just... Just give me a second. You see, I mean, I would say like this, that chatzitza is a problem of function. It's a functional problem. But the question is like this, where does the problem enter? Does it enter when I'm setting... You see, whenever you have a function in halacha, so you have an entity, and then you have a function that relates to it. So the question would be, where does it set itself up? Does it set itself up prior to the function, so to speak? Prior? In which case, prior to the function of netila, let's say. So what do you have? You have a min, basically. You have a min. And now the question is, does chatzitza set itself up in the framework that precedes the function, so to speak? It's prior to the function? So then I would say a min b'mino cannot be a chotzeitz. But if it sets itself up in the framework of the function of netila itself, of the kiyum mitzvasa of netila, then it wouldn't matter that it's mina. In other words, does chatzitza set itself up in terms of the entity before the kiyum mitzvasa of netila? Is that the framework? or does it set itself up in the framework of the Kiyum Mitzvasa? If it's in the framework of the Kiyum Mitzvasa, then Min B'Mino doesn't help you. If it's in the framework that's prior to the Kiyum Mitzvasa, what is an entity to be taken, then I would say that it makes a difference if it's Min B'Mino, Min B'Shein B'Mino. But one second, how would it work over here? Excuse me. Now, how would it work by Leda? What would happen by Leda? Leda, the function of Leda is a Mekadesh. So if Leda's Mekadesh. So if there's a Chotzei, so it can't be Mekadesh. Let's think about it. I don't know. It seems the fact that it's Darko Bakach. So what does Darko Bakach accomplish? So it renders. See, Darko Bakach seems to render the Min B'Mino. Yeah, but the Gemara only says it'll only work if you say just the same thing.
It only works by Mitzasa.
Why is that?
It only works by Mitzasa.
According to Tesis, if, for instance, the baby was wrapped around, that wouldn't be good.
Right. Even if it were Darko Bakach, no?
Yeah, that's the case of Achoso. Right. Even though it's Darko Bakach, wouldn't help you. Wouldn't help you. It's wrapped around. Wouldn't help you. Why? Because still it says Darko Bakach, but the fact is that it's unrelated. It's unrelated to the function of Leda. But over here, yes, the Mikzaso. See, Taisa's idea of Mikzaso is like this. It's not Mikzaso. Mikzaso means. See, if it's not Mikzaso, then it's simply unrelated to the function of Leda. It's not Mikzaso. Once you have Mikzaso, you have a relationship. Now it's related to the function of Leda. Now the question is, is there a chotzeitz of Min B'Mino? Because it's not exclusive. So he's saying, that not exclusive is not a problem. If it's Darko Bakach, it needs formulation.
And Min B'Mino.
What? And min b'mino. It means like this. Well, let's just try this. In other words, the question is the question of Chatzitza is it an alien entity, which would mean that the process is not exclusively related to the Chefza. So whether the process is exclusively related to the Chefza has to be viewed from two standpoints. One is from the standpoint of the Chefza itself. Is this an alien substance? And the other is from the standpoint of the Leda itself. Is the Leda relating exclusively to the thing that is supposed to be Mekadosh? Correct? So if I say Mindamina in a Chotzeit, so then that means I totally construe it from the standpoint of the Chefza. So since from the standpoint of the Chefza, like if it's completely surrounded with another Ubar, so from the standpoint of the Chefza, this is not an alien substance. So ain't a chotzeit. It's always whether it's an alien entity or not is completely from the standpoint of the Chefza. But if I look at it from the standpoint of the process of Leda, is the Leda directed exclusively at the thing it's supposed to be Mekadesh, then I say no, because there's something else there which has nothing to do with the halachic institution of Kiddush. So from the standpoint of the Leda, from the framework of the Leda, it is an alien substance. So the question is, that's the question of min b'mino chotzeitz and min b'mino eino chotzeitz. How do I define the alien article, the alien substance? Do I say it's defined from the standpoint of the Chefza or from the standpoint of the Mekadesh, of the Leda? The Leda, from the standpoint of the Leda, is definitely considered an alien entity in terms of the framework of being Mekadesh, because there's something else that is not being Mekadesh, which the Leda is relating to. So that I could see would be a question of if you say min b'mino chotzeitz and min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Now let's see, what does Taisa say? So Taisa says that like this, that if, according to Rabbah, if it's completely wrapped up with min b'mino, so it's definitely no good. Or that's definitely, or it's definitely a problem. Why? Because then from the standpoint of the Leda, the Leda is definitely not relating to the Chefza, because the thing that it's supposed to be Mekadosh, it simply is unrelated. It's functionally unrelated to it. But if it's Miktsaso, so now it's related to the Chefza through the process. In other words, the function of the Leda is related to the Chefza. Now the question is it also including something else? So he's saying that from the standpoint, so that's why min b'mino eino chotzeitz in that case. Why? Because from the standpoint of the Chefza, it's a min b'mino. And from the standpoint of the Leda, it's Darko Bekach. So it's not considered that it's related to an alien entity. Just a second. No, but the question is, but it's also, but the question is, in terms of the standpoint of the, no, for anyways, I guess. No, what he's saying is, I guess, as long as you have mikzah, so now it's related to the chefza. Now the only problem is, from the standpoint of the chefza, is there an alien entity? So that, he says, min bemino, tells you it's not alien. In other words, if I hold min, let's say, for instance, in other words, what is, mikzaso does one thing. Mikzaso just means that there's a relationship between the leido and the chefta. So from the leido is related to the chefta. All that needs to be related to the chefta is mikzaso. If mikzaso is involved, so it's related to it. That's no problem. But now the question is, nope, not going to work. It's not close, but not going to work. Whew, what a tough thesis.
Yeah.
Now you want to think about it a little bit?
Yeah.
Let's give it a little thought. I mean, maybe it's a tough area.
Yeah, it's very basic, though, to the whole concept of chatzitzis.
Yeah, it's a basic thing. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see that his concept of chatzitza is certainly not what intuitively one would think. That's clear. All right, let's think about it a little bit. In the end, he says, in the damos kol advarim. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's give it some thought. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Can I just ask you a side question on the parsha for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't necessarily need an answer. I just want to know if you ever discussed it before. The issue of the punishment to Chava, in other words, that she has to pain in pregnancy, tzar gidol banim.
I wanted to do that.
Pain in giving birth. How does that fit the?
I wanted to do that. How did you not want to do that?
No, I was working on. I don't know. I didn't know.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to give a share on that. I wanted to do it last year, but I didn't get a chance.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's a good idea. I want to take that up.
Yeah. So
okay.
Do you want to do that tomorrow on Friday?
Ruby, fancy.
Okay.
Okay,
let's look at this. All right. Stop in there. Ruby? Yeah. Yeah, so what we're saying is like this, that in the Teisvis of Kihechid, Teisvis is really raising problems in a very hidden way, but not so explicitly. But implicitly, I mean, he's raising all these questions because here you have Machlekes Rabba and Rava with Mimimina Chotzeis or not. Then you have Rambam Bachamas Abaye in Yuma by the Mizrak. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not the question of Mimimina Chotzeis, and not the question over there. Is that considered Shiorus? Is that considered Shiorus? So it switches gears to a whole different question. And then the Gemara concludes, Shnayim Kelim V'Shiorus Secha. No, it does have a Din Shiorus. And then the Gemara asks the question, V'niach Siv B'socha Mizrak is Mim B'Shein Amino, if it's Chotzes or not. What do you mean? Mim B'Shein is definitely Chotzes. So what is the Gemara? So then Teis concludes, V'niach Siv B'socha Mizrak. Now, what is Teis telling you here? What about this formula? What about if we say like this? Let's go back to the case of Mechor. And say the formula is like this. That when the question of min b'mino chotzeitz, so why don't we say it like this? Yeah, the question is like this. The question is of min b'mino chotzeitz. The question is when something extraneous is involved. So is that a ma'akev in the process? That's the question. So it's not a question of contact. So let's say by tefillah, for instance. So I say if tefillah involves the person, but there's a chotzeitz, so now it involves the person and something else, right? So the tefillah, so the question is the tefillah related to the object that is being metayah? So chatzitza is something which says that there's no relationship. It breaks the relationship between the makabel and between the maisa. That's the question. Relationship anymore. Yeah. That's the question. The question is where I have a process that creates a certain chalos in the cheftza, like tefillah. Tefillah is a process that effectuates a change in the object that you're being tovah. So if there is a chotzeitz, something extraneous involved, so then it breaks the relationship between the process and between the entity that's the makabel of the chalos of the process. Okay, that's the same thing which will same thing like by leida. So the leida, the rechem, is a makadesh. So if there's something that's a chotzeitz, so the relationship between the process of leida of the rechem and the entity which it's supposed to endow, which becomes affected by it, the affect, wherever you have a process that creates an affect, in a halachic chalos, an affect in the entity. So if there's a chotzeitz, we say the process is unrelated. Oh, it's unrelated. So what does min b'mino help? So you have to evaluate whether the thing is considered an extraneous entity or not. So if it's min b'mino, see, min b'mino, like we said last time, min b'mino is not going to help you in luluf, because it's not a luluf. So halachically, it's not one of the dalminim. But min b'mino will help you that from the framework of the entity, it's not defined as an extraneous element. Okay? So from the framework of luluf, the leaves are not considered, or in the case of the Gemara's case later, the leaves are not considered extraneous. So from one framework, it's not considered an extraneous entity, okay? But then there's another framework. The framework is from the framework, this is the process itself, okay? So the process has to be related to the thing itself. For instance, Netila. So you have to have a Netila on the Lulav. So from the framework of the Netila, it would seem that from the framework of Netila, it would seem that the fact that it's a min b'mino wouldn't make any difference. Correct? From the framework of Netila, what do I care if it's a min b'mino? But from the framework of the Netila is supposed to be a Netila on a cheftza that qualifies for the mitzvah. And now it's on a cheftza that qualifies for the mitzvah plus an extraneous element. Okay? So therefore it's a chatzitza. So therefore it is a chatzitz. So I think the underlying idea in Taisvis is that you shouldn't make a mistake in thinking this is a qualitative machlekes. He says, what's the machlekes? So Taisvis wants to say is it's not, at first sight you would say it's a definitive machlekes. So the question is min b'mino chatzitz or not chatzitz? That's a simple question. So you see, you have machlekes. That Taisva says is really not the case. It's really not the case. The case is, does this element, which is not an element that's a part of the mitzvah, or part of the halachic hechsher. You see, is this element defined ultimately as an extraneous element? So that depends upon how you evaluate it. So the Machlokes Rabba and Rava over here, for instance, is simply whether you evaluate it from the standpoint of the Cheftza, or you evaluate it from the standpoint of the Lekicha. From the standpoint of the Lekicha, it's an extraneous element. From the standpoint of the Cheftza, it's not extraneous. So that's the machlekes over here. But Taisva says that you can't just stop over here, because you see throughout Shas, you have these questions. So I mean, why isn't the Gemara saying Yuma, for instance, is machlekes Rabba and Rabba? What's the Gemara's abaya? Rambacham is abaya. It's machlekes. Depends how you paskin. In the minachatzis, minachatzis. You see. So Taisfah says that you see from these Gemaras that it's not a simple matter of whether you define it from the standpoint of the Cheftza or whether you define it from the standpoint of the Maisa, or of the Hechsher, of the Machshir. Okay? So Taisfah says, now let's take, for instance, by Bechor. So by Bechor, if you're going to say it's simply a cut and dry Machlekes, so you hold Mimbaminos, it's a Rabbo, hold Mimbaminos Chotzeit, so what does he do with Bechor? How come by Bechor he holds differently? You see? So over there, Taisfah says, what Taisfah seems to be saying is, you have to have a full evaluation. In other words, it's a quantitative evaluation. That in one case you'll say mimbamina chotzeitz, in another case you'll say mimbamina eina chotzeitz. You have to look at the whole situation. So over there, for instance, from the standpoint of the Leido itself, since Miktsas HaRechem, it's in contact with Miktsas HaRechem, so it's not a Ma'akev. Because in terms of the process of Leido, the process of Leido is involved the Miktsas. So then, and from the standpoint of the Cheftza, it's a min bimino. So Taisfah holds that gives a completely different picture, different evaluation to the question of whether the other vlad is a chotzeitz or not. Is the other vlad considered an extraneous element? So you have to evaluate it from the standpoint of the chefza and from the standpoint of the process. And then the question is, when you look at the total picture, does it emerge as something which is extraneous? You see, that's what Taisfah is saying. He's saying the question of mimbamina chotzeitz is not a question of mimbamina chotzeitz. It's a question of whether this chefza is viewed as an extraneous element. And mimbamina is simply one factor in determining whether it's extraneous. You see, in determining whether it's extraneous. That's what Taisus is saying. So in our case, for instance, of Netila, so Rabba holds it's a chotzeitz because he holds from the standpoint of the process of the Lekicha, it's considered extraneous. And therefore the fact that from the framework of the Cheftza it's not, that doesn't matter. But the framework of the Lekicha, if from the framework of the Lekicha it's considered extraneous, so then it doesn't help you that from the framework of the Cheftza it's considered not extraneous, but it's a min bamina. But that doesn't mean that Rabba's position is simply min bamina schotzeitz. It depends. In the case of Leida, he holds it's fine. Why? Because in the case of Leida, since the process is what? The process b'miktsas does relate to the chefza, to the vlad. So therefore you cannot say that from the standpoint, from the framework of the process, it's completely what? It's completely extraneous. Rabba only holds if from the standpoint of the process it's completely extraneous, then he holds, it's not that Rabba holds min b'minos chotzeitz. It's that Rabba holds that the fact that it's min b'mino won't help you. Where from the framework of the Lekicha it's completely extraneous. You see? But in the case of Bechor, from the framework of the Lekicha, of the Leido, it's not completely extraneous because B'miktsas, the Leido is relating to the Cheftza B'miktsas.
Also because Orche.
What?
Also because Orche.
Right. Yeah. So what's the definition of Orche though? What's the definition of Orche? See, the difference between Lulav and Leida is by Lulav you have to establish a Lekicha. So if you have to establish a Lekicha, because that's the mitzvah to establish a Lekicha, so if from the framework of the Lekicha it's considered extraneous, So you can't establish a relationship. In other words, the mitzvah is to establish a relationship, to establish a lekicha, to do a maisa mitzvah lekicha. So you have to establish the relationship between the gavra's maisa lekicha and between the chefza. So there he holds that even though it's a min b'mina, it'll still be chatzitz. But where you don't have to establish the relationship, but the relationship is intrinsic. There's an intrinsic relationship that exists between the process of laydom, between the vlad. Okay, so there I say that the relationship exists. So I don't consider it an extraneous phenomenon with regard to the Devra Chatzitz. What?
Which two things have
a difference? No. Another way, yes. Now, what he means is like this, that for the process of Leda, Miktas is normal. For the process of Leda, the Miktas is not the... in other words, what I'm saying is like this, that if you have to establish an atila, a lekicha, so a lekicha b'miktas means that you're not fully establishing it. But if insofar as the process of Leda, that's the nature of the way it relates to the chefza, it relates to the chefza b'miktas, so that's considered a relationship. So you know, is where you have an intrinsic relationship. So if the nature of the relationship is to relate to a b'miktas, that's the full way that it does it. That's the full way that it relates to it. So that's not a problem. But if you have to establish a lekicha, so you can't say, but it's only if it's b'miktas, so then it's ma'akev. Because that there's no nature there, there's no intrinsic nature there to render it good. In other words, the fact that it's b'miktas is detracting from what you're supposed to establish, which is a lekicha. Masha'ena came by rechem, since that's the nature of leda, is miktsas, so miktsas, relative to that process, is a full relationship. Masha'ena came where you have to establish mitchila, you have to establish a lekicha, so you can't say that miktsas is the nature. No, you have to establish lekicha, must be full lekicha. Okay, does that make sense? That's what Tosfos is trying to say. You see that he's right from these Gemaras, that it's a question of the relationship, whether there's a relationship between the thing that creates the influence and the thing that receives the affect of it, the halachic mechanism which creates the affect, the chalos and the chefza. Okay. So what they're saying is like this, that if you could even have a case where there is no contact at all, it'll still be good, provided that's 100% natural, like by Shulia. Okay? By Shulia, for instance, is good even though there's no contact. Because you can't say it's a breach in relationship, because that's the process. So Taisva says that when you have twins, so if the process is that the intrinsic process is that the way it relates to it is b'miktsas, correct? So that's considered, so then the relationship between the process of Leda and the Chefza is fine. Now, right, so as long as it's min b'mino, it's fine. Because min b'mino, as long as from the framework of the chefza, it's not considered an alien phenomenon. So you have to view it from two. In other words, if it's something which is alien from any framework, it'll be a chatzitz. But they're basically two frameworks. One is from the framework of the chefza, and one is from the framework of the process. So what Taisva says is like this: that min b'mino in a chatzitz means that's min the machlekes of min b'mino in a chatzitz is. Simply, do I say if from the framework of the Chefza it's not an alien entity, so then it's good. That's Rava holds. Rabba's Mesupik about that. That's why. See, why did I say Rabba's Mesupik? because it's a question of degree. He's not. The fact that they says Mesupik fits in line with his whole svara here, which is namely that the question is to decide whether this entity is an alien entity or it's not an alien entity. That's the question, and that's what the Gemaras are dealing with. That's what the Gemaras are dealing with. So Tesis wants to. So now Tesis wants to be mechalik between the case of lulav and between the case of the Leda. That by the lulav, Rabba would hold b'miktsas is no good, but by the case of Leda, he would hold that since it's a min b'mino and it's a miktsas, it's good. So what's the difference? So Taisva says that Rabba over here maintains it's a chotzeis. Why? Because from the standpoint of the process, it is from the framework of the process, it's considered an alien article because the mitzvah is to take dalamin, that doesn't qualify. So it doesn't qualify. So therefore, it's considered extraneous. And the fact that that is b'miktsas doesn't help you. Okay? But over there, from the framework of the chetza, it's fine because it's min b'mino. The problem is from the framework of the process itself. So over there, since the nature of the process is that it relates to it b'miktsas, so over there, relative to Leda, b'miktsas is considered the full form of its relationship. Masha'inakin, if there's a mitzvah of lekicha, that you have to establish a lekicha. There you can't say from the framework of the entity that it's b'miktsas suffices. B'miktsas, that's Taisus Chalik. So there he will say that there's no problem. Okay? But if it were a min b'shein amino over there, it wouldn't be good. Because then it would be considered an extraneous element from the framework of the chefza. And that definitely would mean that the process is unrelated. That it's unrelated. So, right? Okay, so basically the answer to our question on Friday, on Thursday, is what's the difference between lulav and between leva? What's the difference between those two? So the answer is that it's not an absolute terms. It's relative to the framework that you're dealing with. So with regard to lulav, b'miktsas will be chotzeitz. B'miktsas will be chotzeitz. Why? Because you have to establish the lekicha on the object. But with regard to leida, b'miktsas is fine because since it's darko b'kach, so relative to the process of leida, it's complete. It's complete, right? Yeah. In other words, the underlying idea is that the definition of chatzitza is something that breaks the relationship between the machshir or the maisa hamitzvah and the chalos and the affect which it produces. In one case, it's a chalos kina mitzvah. In the other case, it's a machshir, it's a metaya. But it doesn't make any difference. You see. So since it's a matter of the relationship, so you must look at the nature of the situation that you're dealing with. If you're dealing with Leda, so that's a different kind of a situation. For Leda, this is complete, because that's the nature. So therefore, insofar as Leda is concerned, the fact that the other twin is involved doesn't matter, because that's the nature of the relationship in such a birth between the rechem and between the vlad. Okay, but if it weren't a min b'mino, see, if it weren't a min b'mino, then it wouldn't help you because then it's an extraneous element from the standpoint of the framework of the chefza. So then there wouldn't be any relationship. That's what Taisus is saying. I mean, come on, Pichai. But that's exactly what Taisus is. See, it fits in very well now what Taisus is saying, because that Gemara. Yeah, that Gemara seems to defy any kind of explanation. Because the Gemara says over there, you got the Gemara Menachas. Everybody should do Tnufa. So that's the Gemara in Daf Sadi Dalet in Menachas. So the Gemara says, Mishum Delo Efshar. No, the reason is because I really logically tnufa should have all the balei carbon should have to tnufa. But no, it's lo efshe. Hecheli avet linfik kulu bari adori kavya chatzitzo. Linef hada linef. Do want to do it consecutively? Tnufa marchmar lo tnufos. So it's not possible. So Taisva says, but what about according to Rava that mimbamino in a chotzeitz? So it shouldn't be a problem. So Taisva says, no, mikom kom prichi. What do you mean mikom kom prichi? Why is it a prichi?
Does it say anything there?
No, it doesn't say anything. You see, what Taisva is saying is, I mean, from this part of Taisva, you see that he's saying exactly what we're saying. Namely, that it's not a cut and dry matter of mimbamino chotzeitz or ena chotzeitz. I mean, it requires a knowledge of the process and the relationship. So you can't just throw out a klal, mimbamina ina chatzitz. You know what I mean? You can't just throw out a klal like that, mimbamina ina chatzitz. You have to know where and when. So that's why Taisa says, mikoma kom pirche, which means it could be that maybe it's not chatzitz, but maybe in the process of tenufa, it would be, even mimbamina would be a chatzitz. Because there may be some other requirement. It's not that mimbamina is completely non-existent. It's not like mimbamina ina chatzitz as if it's not there. That's not the way it works. Min bimino is something you have to evaluate if it's considered an extraneous element depending on the nature of the process. So Taisa says mekomakom pirchi, but the Gemara still could say it's a pircha. There's one thing to decide, and we have to come to a decision as to whether min bimino is chotzes or not. Okay, so you have to come to a decision, a logical decision. But in the theoretical plane, it's another thing to say that this is virtually no problem. You see, you know what I mean? The Gemara, what Taisa is saying is there's a difference in the thinking of an Amora, whether he is confronted with making a decision in halacha, so he has to make a determination, so then he looks at the situation, and he can decide, mimbimine ina chatzitz. In this case, the relationship is a solid one. He can make that decision. But it's something completely other when you're going into a completely theoretical sphere, you say this is not a theoretical consideration. That's a different type of thinking. You understand? You see, that's what Taisus is saying. It is a beautiful Taisus in terms of methodology. What Taisus is saying is there's a big distinction between an Amora saying that I have to come to a conclusion, okay, so I'll come to an evaluation. I'm forced to give up sock. Okay, like you want me to give psak on the thing of it. Forced to give up psak. That's one kind of thinking. But then to say that it's not a theoretical problem, that's a different kind of a thing. That takes a different kind of a knowledge. To say that in this case, there's no concern at all. And definitely, mimbamina ina chatzitz. You see? That's not so simple. Maybe tnufa is different. Maybe in tnufa, the nature of the maisa tnufa is such that a mimbamina will be a chotzeitz in tnufa. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you have to understand, yeah, it's in order to exclude it theoretically, you have to have a different kind of a knowledge than when you're forced to make a decision. Halacha gives you a right to make a decision. So he says, so an Amora has a right to say, look, I'm looking over the situation with my mind, this is what it is, and he comes to a conclusion. But it's a different thing for an Amora to say, there are no theoretical considerations involved in this case. That takes a different kind of knowledge. That's what Taisvis is saying, mikoma kom pirchai. That if, and that falls in line exactly with his whole derech and svar over here, his whole svar over here. Which is that the question of mimbamino chotzeitz, mimbamino eina chotzeitz, is not just a question like a loch lamash mesinai type thing. Is it a fact? Is it chotzeitz, not chotzeitz, or a fact from the Masorah? It is an evaluation of the situation and determining whether the element is considered extraneous or not. He says that explains the Gemara Menachas. Because even though Rav holds mimbamino eina chotzeitz, but still, the Gemara over there is saying that Kal Vachomer, you should learn a Kal Vachomer, that Tnufa should be with everybody. Yeah, but one second. But Mimino Chotzeitz, now you have to have a certain kind of knowledge to say that in the area of Tnufa, it definitely wouldn't be a problem, Mimino. That's if Mimino Chotzeitz were an absolute element that Rava somehow or other held by, so then Eina Chanami couldn't answer the Gemara over there. But if Mimino Chotzeitz is not an absolute element, It is based on a framework of relationship between the machshir and the thing that the thing in which the chalos takes place. You see the object. It's based on. Then you have to consider, and this is simply an element that's considered, and whether it's considered extraneous or not. So now by Tnufa, you can't say that the Torah should have said, but definitely from a Kal Vachoma that Tnufa, everybody should be Menef. And Min B'min Nechatz. I don't know that. That takes a different kind of knowledge. That's what Tosfos is saying. There's a distinction between a theoretical absolute knowledge and between coming to a decision, a halachic decision in a case. That's two different types of knowledge. Two different realms, two different, the mind functions in two different ways. We have to come to a decision, that's a halachic decision, that's one thing. But we have to say that theoretically there's no possibility that the Gemara is not ready to say a menachas. And even according to Rava, maybe Tnufa is different. Maybe my Tnufa will, Mimbamina won't be enough. Maybe it's halach over there, it must be the Dafka. Without anything that's a chotzeh, even a membamino, it must be direct to the chefza. Maybe that's a different halach than tnufa. Tnufa maybe must be direct. So if it must be direct, so then membamino won't be any good. That's the Taisa saying. But it could be, you could say, for instance, what Taisa is saying is, you could say membamino is not chotzeh baluv. It's for mice and a tilo, it's fine. It's not considered extraneous. But for tenufa, you could say, in tenufa, must be direct.
Right.
Direct, it's not. So membamino won't suffice over there. It will be a ma'akev in the mice at tenufa. You say, it will be considered extraneous. It won't do. That's what Tosfos is saying. That membamino is you. And over here, in a kal v'chomer, the burden of proof is on you, and you have to have absolute knowledge to say that definitely in the institution of tnufa, a membamino will not be chetz. Is that you can't say? Because it's not that kind of halacha. That's what Tosfos is saying.
Yeah.
The question is.
But Tosfos here gives another answer also.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Moshe Menachem's right. The question of kaim meniach yad. I'm just saying, if anybody wants to look into it, meniach yad tachzad baum. Tosfos raised the question. So Tosfos Menachem. So we're not going to go into that. Anyway, of the what they're saying is, let me put it this way: it always depends on an underlying definition of the system to determine whether, in this relative to this system, it's considered extraneous. That's what they're saying. So therefore, you can't, so as a pircha, as a kal v'chomer, as a pircha on the kal v'chomer, it's fine, even according to Rav, because Rav is not going to maintain if it was a gzeres hakasev type thing in Rav's mind that min b'minei chotzeh. So then you're right. But Taisa is showing it's not. So therefore, relative to the framework of Tanufa, it may be a chatzitza, even though it's a mimbamino. You have to understand the system to know whether, in the framework of this system, is this extraneous. Okay? I mean, it's very nice. The Gemara says, by Verachas Sarvamayim, Malameid, Shaloyei Dava Chotzeitz, Beino Veinamayim. So you see that you need a limud for that. That in that system, a chotzeitz is considered an extraneous phenomenon. I mean, that's why you have Rubo. Rubo, if it's very nice. Okay. But what Taisa is, what?
In terms of
Sakhna,
maybe it's giving.
I mean, that's good also. It says, so yeah, what he's saying is that if you, even though it's a min bimino, I mean, this fits into his whole svar over here. That a min bimino ain't a chotzeitz means that the relationship's not broken, because from the framework of the chefza, it's considered the same min, so it's not considered an extraneous article. But if from the framework of the chefza, it's not considered an extraneous thing. If it throws the mice into an unnatural kind of a function. Okay. So what they're saying is like this. It fits into exactly in line with what he's saying here, that it's not exeris akasav type of aloha, the mimbamina in a chosetz. But mimbamina in a chosetz means that I don't view it as an extraneous element. But even if it's min bemino, so from the framework of the cheftz, it's not extraneous, but if it throws the mice into an unnatural kind of activity, so then it's definitely considered extraneous. It definitely breaks the relationship between the mice and between the cheftza. You see? So that's what says Gabi Regal Chavera. Of course, you might say regal is mimbamino, but it throws the mice into an unnatural kind of performance. So it's definitely a chotzeitz. You see? So what Teisvis is saying is the same idea, that the idea, and this is really a yesod in chatzitza. That in chatzitza, you mustn't look in terms of the physical contact. That's not. It is the relationship between the maisa, or between the machshir, and between the makabala maisa. What's the, and between the makabala? It's a question of a logical relationship between the cause, the causative agent, the agent, and between the affect. That's correct. Subject and the object. That's what the whole svara of chatzitza. That's the whole institution of chatzitza. Means it breaks the relationship between the pu'ula and the recipient of the pu'ula. The recipient of the pu'ula. The relationship is broken between the pu'ula and the recipient of the pu'ula. Okay. Between in Aristotelian categories, between action and affection. That's what it would be. It's an action and affection. Okay, so that's what Teisvis is saying. That's the whole institution of chatzitza is an abstract conceptual one in terms of the relationship between the pu'ula and between the makabel. The makabel ha'pu'ula. That's the whole. So therefore, even min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz, but if it throws the whole situation into an unnatural performance, milad lavoche, so then it breaks the relationship. So it's not a halacha l'mosh mesina, min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz. That's exactly what they said. Okay, bar minei ramachama. The gemara in chesam alaf and yuma. It's chotzeitz, you see? So yeah. So what's the raya from regel? Well, yom al gabe kli al gabe regel chaveras pasul. So Rashi says gabe regel chaver alma min bemino is chotzeitz. So the Gemara now wants to bring a raya that min bemino will be a chotzeitz. So of course the question is, according to Rava, it'll be a kash on Rava. Why does Gemara say that there's a kash on Rava? Gemara doesn't distinguish. So apparently the Gemara's question is, when you're dealing with the, because of the Kabbalah Saddam, in the realm of Kabbalah Saddam, do I look at it from the framework of the Cheftza like I ordinarily do, let's say according to Rava, or in Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah Saddam is different. In Kabbalah Saddam, Even a mimbamino will be a chatzitz. Yeah. And then that's what the Gemara is bringing a raya from Mayom and Agabi Rebel Chaveros. You see that in this area, it doesn't help that it's a mimbamino. So the Gemara says, Shine Regal Lomotsum Vatale. Then the Gemara changes. Ikadam Rehocha Baimene. Derech Shiras Pekach or ain't Derech Shiras Pekach. And the Gemara says it is Derech Shiras. So the Gemara ultimately is satisfied, according to Dika Damri, as long as this is, you see, in other words, what Teisvis is saying is, from this Gemara, what do you see? What do you have to conclude from this Gemara? You have to conclude one thing from this Gemara, that when it comes to the institution of Shiorus, there's a whole different framework. In the framework of Shiorus, the Gemara's question isn't min b'mino chotzeitz or not. That can't be, it's machlokes Rabban Rava. The Gemara's question is in Shiorus. That's the question. In the act of Shiorus, do I say if I have a min b'mino, it's megareya from the concept of the institution of Shiorus or not? It's a different question. See, so the min b'mino takes on a whole different framework, because in Shiorus is a certain kind of activity. So over there I could say, even though from the standpoint of the Cheftz, it's not an alien article, but the fact is Shiorus requires that you be related directly to the thing that you're doing the shoras with, to the kli. So it'll lack in the institution of shoras. So it's not a question in min b'mina chotzeitz. What is it a question in? It's a question in the institution of shoras. So that's what Tosfos is saying. And that's why the Gemara says, ikadamre, some say it was a question of derech shoras. But both are not far apart. The first one was just a question of, do I say in shoras that a min b'mino will remove the kiyum shoras, lacks in the institution of shoras lefnei Hashem. Okay? Lama l'shoras. So lama l'shoras is a special institution. And that institution will lack in the character of shoras if it's not done directly. And the second, then the bias emo is, it's not a question of lacking because you have a dover chotzeitz there, something extraneous. It's a question of whether that's the derech shoras, whether it has the character of shoras, the quality of shoras. If it's not the derech, so then that's what Taish says, not the derech won't help you, even if it's min b'mino. It's not a normal type of shoras. So the Gemara brings it right. It is a normal type of shoras. You see, that's what Taish is saying. So what is Taish saying, basically? So Taish is showing you, really, it proves conclusively from this Gemara, that when I ever have a problem of min b'mino chotzeitz or min b'mino eino chotzeitz, it's not a question in min b'mino chotzeitz or not. It's a question on the institution that you're dealing with. Is there a breach in relationship? And min b'mino is only an element that's brought into the abaya, into the chakira. But the chakira really is in the process of shiaris. That's where the essence of the chakira lies. And from the Gemara, you see it's muchach that way. Because how can the Gemara go from min b'mino chotzeitz to the ikedam? It has no shaychus. But no, even in the first instance, it wasn't a question of simply the technical question of min b'mino chotzeitz or not chotzeitz. The question is always in the framework and the nature of the activity. Does it throw it out of the? Does it block the relationship? So it depends on what you're doing. Everything has different character to it. Everything has a different character. That's exactly what they says with regard to the answer to Menachas too. Same thing. Because over there you're dealing with what? You're dealing with the question of Tnufa. So in the framework of Tnufa, min b'mino can be a chotzeitz. And in the framework of Netilas Slova, in Kiyama Mitzvah, it's not a chotzeitz. There are different frameworks that you have to consider. That's what Taisha is saying. And then Taisha says, the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says, "Bamine Ramba Chomer Avchista Hiniach Siv Besoch Hamizrak VeKibul Bas Adam Mahu Min B'Sheina Min Achotzitz Oina Chotzitz Kivin the Machalcha Lo Chayitz Odoma Lo Shna." So Rashi explains, "Siv Agadol Siv means it grows around the deco." He says, "Vesofeges Adam, it absorbs the dam. VaDam Yotze Mikol Evro, from the sides." The Eina Chotzeitz called Kach Mi Havya Ki Hai Gavna Chatzitza Olo. You see, that's what Rashi says in Yoma. So you see, so what's the Gemara's question? So the Gemara's question is it a breach in the relationship? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Because it's porous. So you see, it's not a question of min b'sheina min b'mino. All these questions of chotzeitz, min b'sheina min b'mino, whatever it is, always boils down to the institution. You have to have a complete knowledge of the institution and framework in which you're dealing. You can't just say min b'mino chotzeitz. It's contingent on the framework. And that's why Tosfos concludes, his concluding words are what? V'ein l'damos. That's exactly right. V'ein l'damos kol advam. You can't just go around being medama one to the other. That's his conclusion. Because it always is the institution and the nature of the institution, and is there a breach in relationship based on the quality and the nature of the institution? That's always the question of min b'mino. Min b'sheina mino. The question of chotzeitz is always that question. That's the question of chotzeitz. Mesupik. You see, that fits into everything he says. Because what do you mean? What do you find that the Taisha should say that? Amar is mesupik. What is it mesupik for? But the answer is the nature of this area is such that it's not an absolute. You're not dealing with an absolute over here. So it's very logical to say it was Masupik. It's a strange machlekis. Now, you ordinarily have machlekis, it's clear. But over here, you have machlekis in the suffix that Rava was convinced this way and Rabba was not sure about it.
Rava was convinced in general that it's true?
In this case. In this case. In this case. In this case. In the case of Tefillos. In the case of Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And then Shoras. Right. So you have basically how many cases? You have the case of Maisa Mitzvah, like by Netilas Lulav. You have a case of a Machshir like Tefillah. You have a case of a Avoda like by Tnufa. You have a case of the character of Shoras like by Yuma. Did I miss anything?
Leda,
process like Leda. A natural process like Leda, where the Rechem is Mekadesh. So you have like five different scenes where you have to evaluate in the framework of the institution itself, whether it's considered extraneous. Yeah. But it's not such as Dava Pasha. And the question is, the question in Chatzitza, Simen Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Yud. It brings down the question of tying the chut shel gid with the tefillin. So he says, it brings down Levushei Srod, says, they should mevat leminig. Why? Because the yikorchen are atzu, no, I'm sorry, the other one. That yesh no gulush are yidim chut shel gidim at tefillin, v'roi levat lezada, they akshiri yeh chut shel gid, sov batitura, chotzeis ben azro with tefillin. So as my brother mentioned, Rabbi Moshe held that min b'mine nechotzeis. But according to Taisfis, I mean, you could justify the Levushe Srod also. It's not so simple, because by Netilas Lulav is one thing. But over here, maybe it's a different kind of a thing, where you have to have the tefillin munach al besoro. It could be it's a different thing. It could be min b'mina would be chatzis in this case. It's not a... See, the Mishnah was aware of the halacha min b'mina and chatzis, because he mentions over here, he says, kasuv b'sefer revid zov. Near the Masha Ratzua Chotzetzes Lefamim Bein Atfilin LeVesara, the Ratzua, in other words, it goes underneath the bias. He says, Lo Mikri Chatzitza, the Mimba Mina and Chotzetz. Umabushe Srod, Umilavushe Srod, Shatakti Lo, Basifkadin Masha Nachum Chatzil Achman Baza. But it would seem that the question, it's not a question of Mimba Mina Chotzetz, not Chotzetz. That it's a question of the institution, the nature of the institution. So, I mean, that would justify why you have the machlekes acharonim. You have to view it from the system. In other words, it could be that I would say that ritzua, you could say, might not be chotzitz so quickly, because it's simply a part of the it's a part of the very mitzvah of Anachas Tom. You see, he seems to be saying a little lighter over there. He said, L'chatchila. The other case where you have if you take the gid and you put it around to make sure the yud is attached to this, it makes contact with the bias and it goes underneath the tone, that might be a different, that might be a more serious problem. Because, it'll be a davra chotzetz. But from the teisfus, it would seem, at any rate, that it's not a simple matter. You can't just say a klal min b'mina chatzitz. From the Achrayim, it would seem that they also learn this way. Because you see the machlekes in over here. But nevertheless, I mean, Rabbi Isha is paskin that it's min b'mina chatzitz. I mean, that's what he held. Yep. But I think the framework